Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Introducing the man.
Hello?
The dog. It's about that time for the Willie Willie Dog Show. Showtime, where you at? It's your boy Chuck G. That's right, Willie Dog. Yo, you ain't got knowledge. You ain't got shit. Yeah,
yeah.
Willie Dog. Willie Dog. Willie Dog. It's about that time. That's right. Yeah. One time for the man. Good job.
That was my man, doggone Chuck G. Props out to Chuck G. Showtime, how you doing out there today, brother?
Hey, man, I'm doing mighty fine. How about yourself?
All right, man, I couldn't ask for no better. But so let's go and get this thing on started. So go ahead and do what you do best, Showtime, so we can get this thing on the road. And we got a couple of things to cover in. We ain't got too much to talk about too much today, but we got a couple of things we got to take care of. So do what you do best, my brother.
All right, man, just want to say good evening to everyone out there. And let us all bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come to you today to give you all the praise and glory for bringing us through another week, Lord. Lord, we know there will be always be trials and tribulations. Lord, we know as the weeks come and go that there will be more trials and tribulations. But if we just keep the faith in you, Lord, put it in your hands, all things are possible through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If there's one out there that do not know you, Father, through the Spirit and faith, we ask that you touch them in a mighty way, Father. And if there's one out there that do not have a relationship with you, Lord, through prayer, and wants to give his life to Christ, we pray that you find a nearby church, and can start to build your life and build a trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, my brother. All right, Showtime, we appreciate that. But Showtime, let me ask you something. Do you have to be in church to pray, though? I mean, you say you go find your nearest church. Do you have to be in church?
No, you don't have to be in church, man, but sometimes people need help, man. They can't do it on their own, brother.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they need help, but, you know, there's no special way to do it. I mean, everybody has their own unique way as far as building a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, man. You can pray while you're driving in the car. You can pray while you're walking down the road. You can pray while you're riding a bicycle. It don't matter. You know, you do not have to be in the church to do it, but sometimes some of us, we need help.
Well, I hear you. All right, Showtime. I appreciate that, then. Okay, anything else you want to say right quick before we get into the show? Get the sponsor out of the way. I think we got to talk to Street King and a couple more people there. Anything else you got to say?
Oh, no, man. I'm just, you know me, man. I'm just busy as ever right now, man. But I'm going on mute right now because I'm doing a few things. But I will be listening, brother.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it, Showtime.
All right, man.
Let me see. Can I get my sponsor out of the way right quick so we get this little show on the road? And we ain't got too much to talk about today. Just a couple, three things to do. Oh, no, I got Ernie in the damn private room. Let me get out of the private room. Y'all just bear with me today. I'm a little miscombobulated today. Ernie Ren.
Willie Dog, the wild
up,
man,
man
of the South.
How
what
you
can
doing,
I do
man?
For you?
I don't know, man. Tell us what you got going on there at Comfy Car, brother.
We've got some new stuff out, Willie. We've been working on it now for about a year and a half. It's on Scotty Ray's car. The Camp 5 Mustang, it's an anti-wheelie control device. It allows you to set the car how far you want the front end to come up with no wheelie bars, and it'll hold it there, no blowovers. It'll maintain it within 2 inches on Everpass.
Tell us what. Go ahead, Ernie.
So these guys that are worried about, well, down in South Georgia, they had about a half dozen cars that tried to turn over. This one, put it on. Set it, no wheelie bars, leave as hard as you want. Got any questions about it or how well it works, call Scotty Ray or when you see him at the track, You talk to him, he's got it. We've got the Renegade Fuels on special this week. The nitrous blend is on sale for $16 a gallon. The 112 is at $10 a gallon. Now, compare that to your VP fuels that are $22 a gallon. So we're going to have, that's our specials on fuel for the rest of the month. Save some money, save $6 a gallon on your fuel.
Okay.
We got the nitrous control, but the anti-theft devices with the GPS. Those have really gone over good. $175, put it on your car. You can tell where your car is every second of the day. All you got to do is go up there and on your computer or on your phone, you can look at it. It's not monitored through a service that you have to call them and they have to look it up. Bring it up on your phone, bring it up on your computer, and you know where your car is within seconds.
Oh, man, you can't beat that. We definitely need to get on some of that.
Going on now. It's a bunch of high-tech stuff we're coming out with.
Yeah, well, give them a number and stuff where they can call and get that good information from, honey.
Well, give us a call at 1-800-648-7687. And the Ray Charles number is 1-800-NITROUS. So even Ray Charles can spell, so ain't no reason why y'all can't call the numbers. 1-800-NITROUS. Give us a call.
Okay, honey, and we Willie appreciate it, man.
Willie's been trying to make Willie Dog faster.
Looks I hear like you, man. Way. I damn sure need to. And I'll be, like I said, I've been so busy, Ernie. It's been going so long, and we've been tied up, man. But I got to get over there to see you, brother.
You've been going so long, it looks like you slowed down, boy. I got to get some nitrous in your tail.
Hey, man, you should have come over there to the benefit race Sunday. You didn't even show up Sunday to have a benefit race, brother.
I do apologize. It's my fault.
Ain't no
I thought
problem.
It was going to rain.
Ernie, come on, Ernie. The damn forecast was no percent chance of rain in 73 degrees. Come on, Ernie. Come on now. You know you got white folk technology. You can look on your phone and see that, man.
I pumped 9 inches of water out of my boat. When you want to go fishing?
All right, ain't no problem. All right, Ernie, look here, man. We got to get rolling. Got people over here beeping me, texting me, and all that. They know they can't call me. I'm so popular, they must think I'm on doggone Pro Stock Joe or Jay Bourne show there. They know I got
well,
number one show here.
You're as popular as a 25-cent whore in church. I tell you what, you can make it.
All right, appreciate it, Ernie.
Love you, man. Come
all
on,
right, take care of yourself,
brother. Food. Later.
All right, now. All right, that was my man, Ernie Wren, over there. And don't forget, my boys down there, if you're way out there in the road. Oh, man, down in Glenville, Georgia, man. Like I said, them boys do good work, but good grief, I wish they wasn't so far in the woods. That's Fulton Machine and Engines for all you guys around Glenville, Georgia. Go down there and see my boys, Robert and Joe Fulton, and they can take care of you with any and all automotive needs. That's Fulton Machine and Engines, Robert and Joe Fulton, down in Glenville, Georgia. Get the boys a call down there, 912-237-3420. Go give them a shout-out down there, and they will help you, hit the ground with you. And, hey, man, they do a lot of automotive stuff, and they do good work. They also feed nitrous bottles. So go get the boys a call down there. And if you tell them you heard it on the Willie Dog Show, whatever work you get done, you get a 15% discount. All right. Okay, that's Fulton Machine and Engines, Robert and Joe Fulton in Glenville, Georgia, 912-237-3420. All right, next up is my main man, Moe's Speed Shop. You all know him. Doggone, his name speaks for itself. That's Moe's Speed Shop, 706-414-6688. All types of wiring, all types of plumbing, any type of chassis work, any type of custom nitrous installation, any type of rear end work, even transmission work. Doggone, putting those glass bodies on these cars, fiberglass doors, windows, trunk lids, everything. Go there and see him. He's outstanding on all of them. That's Moe's Speed Shop. 706-414-6688. And since he's a little cheaper than the doggone, he's so cheap, doggone, and you tell him you heard on the Willie Dog Show, he ain't getting nothing but a 10% discount. But I mean, it'd be worth the while, though. Go see the little fella. Moe's Speed Shop, 706-414-6688. All right, with that being said, I'm going to start the show off, but I'm not going to start the show off. I'm going to let my man, Street King, get in there. Street King, how you doing out there, man?
How you doing, dog?
All right, well, I ain't got to tell him why you on the phone there, then, Yeah. I'm going to let you go ahead and just take it from there. And you do whatever you need to do, and you can tell them why you're on the phone today, brother.
Yeah, I want to appreciate everybody for coming out there and supporting the benefit show for me and Dog. It was so much came out there and supported, you know what I'm saying? It was a really, really good show. It was like the Grudge Festival, but it wasn't. But at the same time, I was surprised to see a bunch of them boys from North Carolina. They came, some of them from Florida, and I know a bunch of them couldn't make it because it was on a Sunday due to the rain that Saturday. But, I mean, we had a wonderful turnout. Everything went good to plan, and like I say, if anything in the future I could do well with that, just let me know. But like I said, I appreciate everybody for coming out there. It was so much. I know I'll miss them, but I thought calling it. But that's all I want to say.
Okay, Street King, you want to give him a little wrap up? Tell him about your race you had out there, brother. It was your benefit race. And like I said, I want to reiterate what Street King said. We appreciate each and every person that came out, even if you couldn't come out, even if you had us in your thoughts. We appreciate it. And, but Street King, tell him about your little race you had, man. Tell him about the race you had.
Yeah, race with the little Street King Junior Monte Carlo on motor. We gave some boy from Columbia the back tire and let them shoot, you know, even though that was some crazy junk we did, but... We give him the back tire, regular tree, two regular rule. The first time I read a light, and the second time I like kind of slow fuck him, so, you know, and then that was the race went on. But hopefully we do it again sometime this weekend or next weekend.
Okay. Well, all right, Street King, if you want to hang around for a while.
I'll be right here.
Okay, just hang around for a while. All right, let me see if I got my man here. William Brown, you out there?
Yeah.
All right, for all y'all that don't know, then William Brown, you know, y'all, if y'all know, they call him WB3. He said he didn't like all this dumbness and stuff going around. So we got a new segment on the Willie Dog Show, and it's called the William Brown Tech Tip. So, Mr. William Brown, you got the floor, brother.
My tech tip is that don't ever drive through the tunnel and trying to hold on for the Willie Dog Show because your call gonna drop. And you're going to be able to get back on the show. Now you can continue with the show to work.
William Brown, was that the tech tip, man?
That's the tech tip. You can continue on with the show, sir. Thank you.
All right, William Brown,
on.
We appreciate it, man. Hey, look here, while you're at it then, since we ain't got into it yet and you're the first man on there, if you got a show coming up, anything you want to say something about it, you better go on and say it about it now then.
March 35th at Dinwiddie, DMP. We're going to be doing something, so. Details will come later on, but May 25th, Memorial Day weekend, that's Saturday. That's it.
All right, William Brown, we appreciate it, man. If you want to hang around, you can hang around. I'm gonna mute your mic, but you can hang around because until I get the show started, I'm gonna mute your mic. You know, if you need to get back in or something, you need to hit the one button and let me know you want to talk. Okay.
All right, I'm good.
All righty. If Mike Hill is on the line, I need Mike Hill to hit the one button. Mike Hill is on the phone. Hit the one button, Mike Hill. Gotta get these upcoming events out the way right quick, and we can go ahead and rock and roll them just a little bit. We ain't got much to talk about, though. Mike Hill. I know good and well Mike Hill didn't miss my show, man. Come on, man. Oh, there he is. I know he didn't miss my show. Tight man would have got on his ass for me, though. Oh, man. Mike Hill, what you got? What's up, brother?
I thought you knew everybody on the show.
Do what now?
I thought you could see me on the show when I don't hit the one button.
Well, I can, but we way down there. I ain't got time to go way down there in the bushes looking for you. That's BET job. You got to hit the one button, so I know you're up top, brother. But we know March 9th is coming up. I'm going to talk about David Floyd race in a few minutes because it's coming up on the 2nd. But on March 9th, what we got going on, brother?
It's got that $10,000, dog. $10,000 shootout. I mean, $5,000 on 28s and... Nigel's only in 5,000 on 29s, you know, and in power out of, you know. Like I said, I've seen on Grudge Racer today, some of the boys out of Detroit and locked in a race, man, already for next week. So that everybody know them boys plan on making the trip down. So, I mean, we just going to keep our fingers crossed for beautiful weather, which next week they're showing to be getting warmer and good. So.
Okay, well, and, look here. You got Street Team on the phone. Talk to Street Team for a minute. I got to run to the private room. Y'all keep it going for a minute. I got to go to the private room for a minute.
What up, Street King?
What's up, Mike? Sorry for that little donate you had donated to me when Lil Flip and get Giganto went at it.
Yeah, I asked him to know that. Big for it.
Yeah, but, I said, them boys were doing so good. I said, yeah, dang, I don't see them losing now.
Hey, man, them boys came in North Carolina, did their thing. Can't knock it. They came and raced. So, you know.
Before you leave the track, the boys all on the internet.
Yeah, I see them. They're track now, so shit.
Yeah, they just did a new owner.
Yep.
I thought they done bought yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, it was a good deal, man. All the Tony and Jeff Miles, you know, and the crew there for doing it, man. That was a stand-up thing, so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was a decent turnout, though, you know. And it was, like I said, it was about five or six groceries, so it was a good deal.
Oh. Yeah. I'm back. But anyway, Mike didn't really talk about the show, doggone it. Now, what's going to happen is, before I get into the David Floyd show, now, David Floyd got a doggone $16,000 raise for 28. All right, but doggone it, Mike, if the doggone fall out from them 28 from doggone down to Macon, the next week right after that, they coming right on down into the House of Hook, and we're going to be highlighting this here raise. We might have a special show. We might be getting out some tickets or not. We don't know, Mike. So go over it again, Mike, and really tell us what's going on the 9th of March, man.
Yeah, like I said, dog, if they don't get enough this Saturday at that Florida show, man, they can come on next week and even get more. You know, like I said, we got free entry. I'm putting up $10,000. Well, me and Carolina are putting up $10,000. It's free entry to the 28th, free entry to the 29th and shootout. And Jeff's going to open up on Friday. For everybody that want to come in and test and tune, grudge, whatever you want to do on Friday, he said we could do that from 5 to 9. He said make it squeeze in there and stay a little longer, but we plan on putting it down at 9. But we can come in there on Friday. Test and tune, park already, you know, and we'll make sure. They all
okay,
prepared.
Now, Mike, the question they asked, I seen on the board, they says is the 28th, that's nitrous only, can they use the W's?
They are welcome to use the W's. And the, I mean, it's just 28. As long as it say 28 on it, I don't care if they got a W behind it.
All right, for all y'all out there, the 28th is... And the 29s also, they don't care about the W's. Now, don't forget, the 29s is any power of average, any real suspensions, no willy balls, as long as you got 29-inch slicks on. 29-inch W's, T's, S's, Q's, or whatever you want to have, as long as they're 29s. Is that right, Mr. Mike?
That's right.
All right. All right, Mike, I'm going to leave your mic on because you know what to do, though. So I'm going to go ahead on and get on to this next one, boy. This big one now. I know David Floyd. I don't know what to say. David Floyd, if you out there... He don't never get a chance to get on my show. I don't understand him. I'm going to get mad in a minute. David Floyd, if you out there, press the one button. David Floyd, I get him on Jay Bond. Oh, I forgot Jay Bond them. They show don't be full up, so he can get on there anytime. So anyway, I might give him a call, though. Mike, you think I'm going to call on David Floyd? He might be working, though. Let me see if I call him, though. I'm going to try to call him. Y'all bear with me. I don't usually like to let people hear the phones ringing when I'm on the show, though, but today I'm going to make an exception because David Floyd got some shit coming up this week, boy. He's in the doggone. We got the doggone 28. He got a 60. Right, hold on a minute. I'm going to see if I get him and let him talk to himself. Mike, go ahead and talk while I find David Floyd number, bro.
I don't know why y'all think I'm a good spokesperson over here, but I guess I got to get it back like you got mine. But, you think you still there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Mike.
Man, that damn Monte Carlo you got shows spoke out of the gate on horsepower. I seen you.
Yeah, just a little street toy we just playing with.
Got a peanut in there?
Yeah, I got a peanut in there, yeah. We're going to end up putting a little cage in there, a little 4-point cage, you know, because we're going to start playing with that track more often, you know.
Yeah. What? That thing lead up. Can I OP, yeah. O double, put the boy up. I had to get O-double-7 in the truck, so they jumped on some, they died on some big blocks, you know, you can't take that away from.
Yeah, it's surprising, there was a little more to jump out there, but it couldn't stay out there, though. I would look for Gigantic to blow the tire or something, though. But, it was a real decent show, you know.
It was Gigantic today, it wasn't no stopping him the other day, so shit.
Hey, I'm going to get him on here.
The mailbox belonging to 4-7-8-2-3-0-6-9-9-7 is full and cannot accept new messages at this time. To leave a callback number.
Hey, no problem. That was David Floyd. This thing full. But anyway, I'll go ahead and do it without him. Anyway, doggone it, March the 2nd down in the zoo. They got anything on 28s, man. Anything on 28s for 16,000. As of right now, I know they got at least 12 confirmed. They had about 12 confirmed. But I'm not worried about the 12 that's confirmed down in March the 2nd. I'm worried about doggone the two favorites down there that I picked the two favorites. They're just me now. Because they got it going on. They done already locked out a damn race before the damn race. That's them goddamn white boys in the Monte Carlo and the big ball factor, doggone it. Man, oh, man. Between the two of them, they was over at the House of Hook the other day. They both was telling lies. They both was talking about how they was going to gap each other. And I'm going to tell you a little story what they were saying now. Both of them got big balls now. I don't know how long their dick is, but they both got big balls. So the white boys in Big Ball Factory, they was walking across the bridge one day. They was walking across the bridge, and they stopped on the damn bridge. All right, so old doggone Big Ball Factor took his little pecker out and started pissing off the damn bridge. He said, "God damn, this goddamn water goddamn cold." No goddamn way this dick ain't reached that damn foot to know that water was cold. But that's what he said, though. He said, "Damn, this water cold." So old Phil of the white boys, not to be outdone, he took his little old pecker out. He reached over the goddamn thing. He started pissing, too. He said, "God damn, you said this water cold?" He said, "Shit, deep too." Yo, damn well, he couldn't tell was it deep too now. They both telling them goddamn lies. But that wasn't the end of it, though. Them some bitches still acting a fool, though. So I went down to Home Depot the other day, and I'd be goddamn, I seen Phil down there with a damn, with his damn trailing truck, and I thought maybe he was finna, you know, unload the car or something to get some work done on him. I'm saying, "Damn, Phil, what the hell you doing out at Home Depot?" Phil said, "I'm going to make sure I goddamn it fuck that goddamn Big Ball Factor up. I'm out here, I'm finna buy a top to go over the whole goddamn track. So I make sure if it rained or the weather bad, we going to still run this race." So he was down at Home Depot buying a top to go on the goddamn track. I said, "Damn, Phil must really think he finna fuck up Big Ball Factor." So I said, "Shit, I'm going to go home and call Big Ball Factor and let him know that Phil getting ready for him." So I had to stop by Lowe's. I drove in goddamn Lowe's. And I said, "Goddamn, if I didn't see Big Ball Factor, goddamn it, back there with his truck and trailer," I said, "Goddamn, these bitches are really goddamn at each other ass." He was at Lowe's talking about some, "Well, I already know Phil out there buying a top for the goddamn track. I'm not even buying some goddamn lights to make sure, goddamn it, he can be able to goddamn see." I said, "Damn, between y'all two, it might not be nobody but y'all." So I said, "Shit, let me go on goddamn home and goddamn it get ready for this motherfucker." I rode on down the road and I stopped by Best Buy. And who in the hell did I see up in there? Fucking Realtree. I said, "What the hell?" He got his truck and trailer and shit bagged up in there. I said, "Realtree, what the hell are you doing out here with this truck and trailer shit and everything bagged up in there?" He said, "Well, I heard about that shit about the damn white boys and Big Ball Factor. They buying the top and the goddamn lights for the track. They think they some slick motherfuckers. I'm finna down here buying some goddamn heaters just to make sure that motherfucker warm enough." So with all that being said, man, if over three motherfuckers show up, that's going to be one hell of a race. Mike, what you think about that you and doggone Street King? You got Big Ball Factor. You got doggone Realtree. You got the damn the white boys. You got Big Low. You got damn it, well, they said Biz might be there. They got the Sandman there. They got Turbo Tim there. They even last night said Buck Naked might be there. Now, goddamn it, out of all them, if just four or five of them show up, is that going to be one hell of a race down there March the 2nd in the zoo?
If you can get all the people there, there ain't no choice.
That's
going to be a showdown to see.
Like I said, just the white boys and Big Ball Factor is a damn show because everybody didn't want to see that because they said they were scared of each other. But, man, if you get three or four more of them in there, man, that's going to be a goddamn it. It's going to be a goddamn zoo because they're going to be down there fighting like goddamn cats and dogs. Hold on a minute. Let me see who this is calling in. This might be somebody. Let me see if they want to say something. 803-2945. What's on your mind? Hold on a minute. They left. Hey, call that damn mic. I got him. Yeah. They pushed it down. When I opened the damn mic up, they took themselves out of the queue and thought I couldn't find them. I got them, though. But anyway, Mike, also down there, man, they got a doggone small block NOS free engine in the suspension for $2,000 also. And not to be outdone, they got a 5.0 index class. Now, a 5.0 index class, that means them jokers going to be getting the hell on because a 5.0 car, shit, that's some good damn action. It's free engine for that, too. That's $1,500. So come on down to the zoo, doggone it. That's this weekend. This Saturday, the zoo. Come on down there and support David Floyd out there in this big old $16,000 shootout. And I tried to get him. I couldn't get him. So with that being said, if anybody out there got anything they want to say about the doggone big race down there on March the 2nd at the zoo, just hit the one button if you want to say something. If you got anything else you want to say, just say it. Street King, I know you probably might not be making that trip down there because you're going to be up on his end. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the way it looks right now. I mean, I wouldn't know until really Thursday.
Right. Somebody just hit the button. Let me see who this is before I get the doggone gigantic team on it. 706-8384, what's on your mind?
What's up, Willie Dog?
Yeah, who this talk to me, baby? Talk to me.
All right, this is your one and only King Lynch.
King who?
What's going on? King Lynch. You don't know who King is?
You talking about King Lynch? You talking about with the Malibu? Goldie?
Well, I'm Goldie's cousin.
Okay, well, what you got to say then? You come on here like you might want to go down there and wrestle with them gorillas.
Well, not yet, but I'm working on it. I just wanted to call you guys and congratulate you on your benefit raise there. And, Spree King, you come back out to Monte Carlo?
Okay, what is that now?
Is you coming back out with a Monte Carlo body style?
Yeah, it could be either Monte Carlo or a Malibu. More likely be Malibu.
Okay. Well, looking forward to seeing you and Willie Dog. Willie Dog, when's Smokey going to be back out?
Soon than you think.
Okay. Hey, well, listen.
That's all I can say. And again, I want to reiterate. I want to thank everybody for the donations and everything. And like I said, we had a couple of people that was trying to get a little negative on this here. Trust me, if it don't go where it's supposed to go, let God take care of that. Because if you give through your heart, and you get your blessings through that. Anything else you got to say, King Lynch?
Well, that's okay for right now, but you'll be hearing from old King Lynch there. I'm the new kid on the block, but I talked with Tony Bynum one time down there in South Dawson. I asked him what I had to do to join the team. He said I just got to have a fast car, so I'm working on that.
All right, King Lynch, no problem, brother. We appreciate you. Just hang on right there. If you need to talk again, just press the one button and take yourself in and out if you got anything else to say. Okay, brother?
All right, then.
All right. That's King Lynch. Damn, Tony done already put out a damn application for recruitment there. Damn. 334-0651. What's on your mind, brother?
That
ain't
who
it is. That is the wrong one. Hold on a minute.
That was
my fault, y'all. These
streams,
y'all keep jumping the
streams
on me.
334-1786. What's on your mind? What's going on, dog? This Sherman, man. I'm just listening in.
Hey, man, Sherman. I don't want you to tell nothing, because we got a secret for some of these boys out here. We can't talk about it now till we get it done. You know what I'm talking about, though, but talk to me, baby. How you doing down in Alabama?
It's all good on this end, baby.
All right, well, just keep on listening, and when we get ready to doggone crack that egg, doggone it, I'm going to let you come on and you're going to have the whole goddamn show.
All right, I hear you.
All right, okay, just hang tight right there, and you keep on listening. If you want to come back in, just press the one button, take yourself in and out, okay?
All right.
That's my new partner. Y'all don't know about him yet, though, but y'all will hear from him within in the next month. That's my man Sherman down out of Alabama. That's all I can tell y'all. But what I really want to say, though, Street King and Mike, what I really want to say, man, them goddamn boys from North Carolina, they came up here and showed out, man. I got to give them props now. And them boys come up here full force from North Carolina. You know, and Guy Gatcher, he just acted a damn fool. Let me see if I can get a hold of Larry and get him on there. That's the damn driver of the goddamn Guy Gatcher. Let me see if I can get him on there, because I'm going to let him do anything he want to do today. So y'all going to hear it ringing, because I ain't going to put him in the private room, because every time I go to the private room, he go calls and acting a fool. So I'm finna give him a holler there and see if I get him on the phone. I went back and looked at the tape. I seen what you said. When he dropped, I said to myself, you right. Seen that drop, Dolomite put the video up.
Hello, what's up?
Hey, Larry.
Hello?
Larry.
Yeah.
Hey, this dog, man, you on the doggone Willie Dog Show today. You can do any goddamn thing you want. Because you came down to the House of Hook and just took the fuck over, man. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. Who is this? Who?
This dog, you big head fucker.
What the fuck, that dog? You trying to be my motherfucking friend now?
Hey, look, motherfucker, you on the show. I told you, you on. This is your show today, because Gigantia came down there just like you said and fucked everybody up. So this is your show today. God damn it, you got everybody listening to you, baby.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, I told everybody, like, I'm going to do what I'm going to do Saturday. I'm going to fuck y'all up again Saturday when I come down to Dawson. Y'all going to be some great motherfuckers once again. The dog
right.
show.
All right, well, look here. Hey, for all y'all out there, this is Guy Gantry, the driver. This is the driver, owner, operator, cook, whatever you want to call him. Anybody that want to holler at Guy Gantry, y'all can holler at him, tell him good run or whatever, just to say hello to him and let him know he's welcome. Guy Gantry, I got to admit, you kicked my ass, but, hey, look, man, I don't mind getting whooped by a better fella than yourself.
Listen, don't tell me my motherfucking friend. Be the way you been being, bitch. Don't thank me for nothing because I do my shit the way I fucking do my shit. And nobody ain't got no room to talk to me because I'm fucking fine. I got a jet. In case, no, I don't need no motherfucking passengers.
Well, see, I'm going to tell you that. Since this is your show, I ain't going to tell you. But that's got to be the slowest motherfucking big block on big ties and winter balls I've seen in my goddamn life. And fuck you.
Oh, so you think it's slow. So what you got for me? What you want to do Saturday then?
Saturday I'll be in Macon. But the next Saturday, I'll be at the House of Hook, motherfucker. And I want that back tie you gave me the last time I fucked you up.
Who is this?
Huh?
Who is this?
This dog, man. How many damn times you going to talk?
Hold on. I thought you done lost your motherfucking mind. I ain't know this dog. Leave me the fuck alone, okay? Leave me the fuck alone.
I want to know, and Mike here is showing tonight down at the House of Hook again. You going to have that weak-ass gargantuan down there.
Well, look now, listen. That's a long way for me to go. And you know, I don't mind going that fucking far, but I done proved my point already. So why should I go that motherfucking far for the little bit of money I won? Because Tony Vines told me we betting $25 a better when we got on the motherfucking line. He wouldn't bet me nothing but $1,000. So why should I run these broke motherfuckers?
Oh, okay. Hold on a minute. Trevor. Hit the one button if you want me to open your goddamn mic, Trevor. Hit the one button. Yeah. Okay, hold on. Hey, Gargantuan, hold on. I think we got somebody want to get on your ass.
I don't think so. Let me hear.
Okay, I'm finna try to get him. Crew Chief, go ahead. What you want the one button for, Crew Chief?
Yeah, he said he wanted to know why he need to come to House of Hook on the 9th. He need to be there on the 9th because we got unfinished business with T5.
Oh,
with
shit.
T5? I thought T5 was coming down to the Dolphins on Saturday.
You ain't think no shit like that.
So, do you know who you're talking about? I'm not Tony Burns.
Man, I know who you is, bro. I need you to know three things. T5,
what's that?
I need you to know T5, House of Hook, March 9th in a deposit. That's all we need to know. That's four things. Get the deposit up. Let's do this.
Yo, hold on.
Hold on, Crew Chief. You got to polish your ass up too, cause Little Red Riding Hood gonna be right there waiting on your motherfucking ass too. Man, I ain't gotta polish up a motherfucker. Y'all gotta do is get there. Shit, you gotta get there too. Man, I'll be there, don't worry about it. Hey, long as, all right, now listen.
Listen.
Y'all be quiet. Larry got the
right,
show.
All right,
go ahead.
All right, listen. Okay, when we come back to the House of Hoops, we're already on it. So, I'm going. Fuck that shit. We're going. Next motherfucking Saturday, I'm going. T5? Listen.
Hey, Larry.
We ain't got to do no fucking punk out money.
I was going to tell him. They'll be there. That's one thing they don't do, Crew Chief. They don't lock out no punk out money. But Larry,
I don't lock in that when I come in straight fucking action.
But look here, Larry. You got Golden looking for you. You got T5 looking for you. You got Rambo looking for you. You got a whole bunch of motherfuckers that you fucked up looking for you March at night down at the House of Hoop now.
Goldie ain't looking for me. Goldie not looking for me because I taught that motherfucker Saturday. I mean Sunday. I'm there. Who want to do it? Grin in my face and want to fry rice and chicken.
Oh, okay. Well, does anybody else that want to holler at Mr. Lamb Larry? Crew Chief, so you ready to go up in there? But T5 ass going to be on goddamn it, suicide watch, too. We looking for his motherfucking ass, too, Crew Chief.
Man, we ain't going to be hard to find. We're going to have damn near one of the biggest trailers in that motherfucker. And you already know what he looked like. So we ain't hard to find. We won't be hard to find.
Well, goddamn it, I'm gonna tell you one thing. For all y'all out there, you can see
what's the dog show.
That goddamn Gargantuan came down there, and he said he was gonna fuck up everything down there. I be goddamn if he didn't beat the shit out of every goddamn thing down there. Hey, Gargantuan, you gonna bring Travis back with you?
I gotta talk. I'll talk to Travis. I'll talk to MC, and I'm quite sure, but I can't answer for him right now. All I can do is answer for myself. Okay. So, I got to call him and find out.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute now. I don't want nobody to say nothing, cause you know you did. You know you raped that little. You raped the little truck out there. But hold on. Don't nobody say nothing now. Hold on a minute.
Oh, who said I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood.
All right, Travis. Hey, Little Red Riding Hood on the phone, Travis.
Travis, hey. What's going on, man? What's happening, Travis?
No, that's Larry. That's Larry.
Huh? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. What's
that's
going
Larry.
On,
that's Larry is the owner of the Gigantic. Travis is the one with the Golden Nova.
Oh, okay. Is the driver a dog?
Yeah, it's the driver. It's Larry, the big, tall motherfucker.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
If I got goddamn oil pressure, I'd die blow crew chief in them ass out, guess what? Y'all offered me to go this weekend back in Dawson. If I still got oil pressure, I'm going to take that goddamn go at Mike Hill race.
Oil pressure what? What you driving? What you got?
I got the little red truck, the one you beat.
That's the little red truck, Larry. You beat. Goddamn, Larry. You,
hey, you need to leave that. You need to take. What you need to do is go ahead and burn that regular motherfucker because you ain't going nowhere. Okay, put that in your truck and drive that motherfucker down the street off of corn on it.
Hey, Larry, you must not used to being a star, man. You on the damn radio and you don't know no goddamn about it. You must have been high or something, goddamn, it's Sunday when you was racing. You don't even know who the fuck you raced, you dumb
son. All I need to do is get the motherfucking car. My people handle who I race. Fuck y'all slow. I ain't over to take her now.
Hey, where's the 007, man? Where they at? Where's they at? This another 007, Little Red Riding Hood. But anyway, Big Kid, don't worry about him. Talk to Crew Chief faggot ass.
Hey, Crew Chief. He still on
Crew
that
Chief, where you at, Crew Chief?
Yeah.
God damn it, we waiting on you, boy.
All right.
We fucking waiting,
Crew Chief,
man.
You don't sound too enthused. Is Fast by Gas going to be there? You don't know yet.
Man, I already told you we going to be there, man. I ain't got nothing. Hey, me and Ken are singing this song for forever and a day. I ain't really enthused to keep repeating myself.
Hey, Crew Chief, if y'all see where y'all ain't going to be there, y'all please tell me because that'll save me from driving goddamn 90
hours.
No,
Ken, We still got to go to goddamn Gigantus, faggot ass.
Oh, okay. Well,
hey. I'm going to say it like this. Long, small block, Nitrous, 28, no wheelie balls, you got it.
What do you think he done changed? I mean, why do you keep saying that like that? He done changed from Jesus?
What makes you think, who are we looking for anyway?
I never said to make nothing make me change. I'm just letting you know.
Been to the track, like I said, ain't got no offers, ain't no. So I had to give Mike Bill, Street Kid, Gigantic, Big Ken, yourself, Crew Chief, all your guys, y'all keep doing what you do.
All right then, Boogie.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Boogie Man.
Yeah.
Next time when I whoop the gold over here, man, pay me my goddamn money. You know I can't see on my left side. You standing over there holding my goddamn money, man.
Get on my right side so I can see, man.
You know I'm just bullshit with you. Having a little fun, buddy.
Oh, look at that. Big Dan. I see you running a big block. Hey, you running a big block for really bars, big tires. I'm coming with a 28-10-5 small block. Don't act like you don't know where I can see you, yeah?
Y'all talk all that shit, y'all ain't said a damn word about it when we had it before, so what's the fucking excuse now?
Hey, Gigantic, see, you wrong, but I'm trying to let him know he going out there running a big block. I got a small block, so he shouldn't have no problem wanting to run me. That's what I'm saying.
Well, stay in your motherfucking place then. Don't bother me. I'm a big boy.
Larry, 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 Larry Thank you.
Right, Larry, you don't know when you the goddamn hero. Your ass don't even know how to play the role, you son of a bitch. Hey, where's Eric and 007 at? Where they at?
They ain't here.
Hey, ain't and where's your daddy? I want to talk to your daddy got better sense than you got.
My daddy, he gone over there. He got so much money off y'all damn son. He's at Bahamas right now.
Now that's how you play the game. That's what I'm saying. See, we got you on the show right now. We let you be the celebrity because you kicked ass, so you can do what you want to. And you know how to play the game, you big onion head bastard.
Well, see, I'm trying to be nice and let those slow motherfuckers talk. Well, I want to, you know, I'm trying to be fucking rude. Okay, I'm listening to them motherfuckers. Shit.
We is rude. We gonna blow your motherfucking back out next goddamn time you come down with that weak motherfucker.
Dog, the best thing for them guys to do. T5. I don't even know that motherfucker. He in my business.
Listen,
what we need to do is play, get some chairs, line them up, and the first motherfucker sitting there, that's what we're going to do. We're going to move on to the next motherfucker. All right?
Don't worry. You got two or three more to add on your list, motherfucker. I bet you one thing. I bet you won't never come back down to the house hook and do what you did this week. I bet you on that.
Only way we don't get back to the house of hook, they dig up the motherfucking highway. That's the only fucking way.
I might have some of your relatives on here. Hold on a minute. Let me see what this is. This might be one of your relatives here.
You know what? Y'all ain't even seen that fucking Buick run yet. We ain't even putting nothing down yet, and y'all still fuck with us. We warned y'all. This is a fucking warning. Remember, we pushed the car on the board.
910-8939. Go ahead. Who's this? 9:39,
who is this? Alright.
I'm finna mute all these mics because I can't hear. Big Ken, you got anything else you want to holler, Big Ken?
No, I'm fine,
dog. Go ahead, I'm finna close these mics up because I got a lot of noise here. So if anybody needs to get back in, they can. You know how to get back in. I'm closing all these mics up. 910-8939, can you hear me? I'm pulling up. You must be up there from where Gargantia is. All you North Carolina motherfuckers don't know how to. He talking about the South Carolina people dumb. It's you North Carolina dumb son of bitches.
Well, listen, where's Tony Bynes at? Where's Tony Bynes at? What do he want to do? What do he want to do with
Bynes
fucking
in the hospital. You know damn well you put that man in the hospital.
Well, I'm going to send him some flowers. What room he's in?
They got him in intensive care. Ain't no room. He and all, they closed the whole floor down for his ass. He was so fucked up.
What's that? You know, I'm telling man, I don't know any other name, but what was it? Little Flip? His name is what? Big Ike?
Yeah, Hurricane Ike? Hurricane Ike.
He ain't no Hurricane. I ain't seen a damn thing blowing that day. Tell him, motherfucker, he better not miss motherfucker. What?
Hey, can't nobody out in Augusta get sick because Tony Bynes got one hospital full with his asshole. Lil Ike got the other hospital full. And then in Mississippi, the little red truck got all the hospitals loaded up. So you done fucked up all the hospitals around here, man.
Listen, we got one more woman back in the field this week, and we fucking y'all up, okay? That's all. We caught back from 7:30 in the morning at 5.
Well, look here. What happened to the car? Did your transmission went out in?
Do what?
Did the transmission go out in the car on that last run?
When I walked the gas, it come out. It's one of them that slipped in and out. It should have just stayed on the gas.
hey, Larry, who that you got in the back there laughing at, man?
Them all my boys. We sitting here laughing at y'all, man. Y'all motherfuckers slow.
Hey, where's Eric and Geek Monster and 007? Where all them at? Where they at?
Oh, they ain't here, but I got my other guys you don't know nothing about. But they be there looking at your crazy ass all the damn time.
So did you see the video that Dolomite put out on Grudge Racing?
Hey, this is Cowboy Junior you talking to.
Yeah.
Hey, this is
real
Cowboy.
Yeah. Okay, ain't no problem. You want to send a shout out? You on the live, you on the radio. We full up, though. People keep
tell that fake ass Cowboy, this is the real Cowboy. I'm Cowboy. Fuck Cowboy.
Let me see, can I find Tony Bynes, though? They might let him talk. No, he at the auction today, I forgot. No, he be at the auction on Tuesday.
We're gonna make us another movie this week, send it straight out for a cowboy and them. So y'all watch the internet and see what's gonna happen, because we got some shit for y'all. Yeah, we just started this year.
There's another 910 number, but they won't. 910-8939, can you hear me? Can you hear me from North Carolina?
Just listening, dog.
Oh, okay. Hey, all right. Push that one button and take your damn hand down there. That was another one of your homeboys from North Carolina there, Larry.
All right, we got a lot of them. Hey, you know what? We filled that motherfucker up with our people.
Yeah, I got
to meet
that.
We drove 4 fucking hours and everybody followed us. Y'all ain't have nothing down there.
Okay, goddamn, we did have some. How the hell you think you took all our goddamn money, you big head bastard?
We talking about people. We not talking about cars, bitch. We ain't had up two cars, three cars down there.
Well, again, I want to say I did say it in the beginning of the show, Larry. I got to admit, we did have a whole host of North Carolina people down there. Bad Storm, Josh, all y'all. Y'all usually call the show. Push the one button and come on in. Just cause you got your asshole blowed out, don't mean you can't talk.
They ain't got nothing to talk about.
Hey, where Pooh at with that old goddamn fucked up ass weed? With that old goddamn damn strain you got in your head.
Well, Pooh ain't around here right now. Pooh on another place.
Yeah. Well, anyway, hey, Street King, you see like that, Street King?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, hey, Street King, talk to your fellas. And like I said, they did it. Shit, there was more people from North Carolina than from anywhere else around here.
Yeah. Is that a dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gigantic, that you know that Monte Carlo, the one I had out there Sunday?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I went to North Carolina at Red Spring about, how long ago that was, Gigantor, where we ran more than that
It's been probably about 2 years ago.
I took that same Monte Carlo, ran more than that Gigantor shoot, so that tell you how much they growing up.
Okay.
Well, you know what, Street King is the one that I admired when I first went down there, he's the one got us started. And then Street King's friend. But see, this is when Tony Bryan and them started jumping on me because I had a slow car. And I told that motherfucker, when I come back, I'm going to run over his motherfucking ass. And I'm doing every fucking thing I said I'm going to do. Watch what happens to me. I got it.
Well, all right. If anybody else out there, want to holler at the old doggone Larry and Gigantia, and man, again, props out to y'all, man, for coming down there doing y'all things, man. We appreciate y'all showing up, man. We really do.
Well, we're going to try to come to every event there is so we can run shit, and then motherfuckers will be sitting there waiting to see what? Gigantor. We getting ready to take that prime time down, okay? Take that shit away. It's the nasty boys in town now, okay? It's going to be right, under
hold
the
on,
old
hold on,
fucking
man, anybody else want to holler at you? 561-7874, what's on your mind?
You know, nobody don't know who Gigantor is if they ain't got no theme song. They need to get a theme song from Chuck G.
Okay.
We're trying to get one now.
When you need to get one, I'm right here.
Yeah, you can make it, but you gotta do. Look here, this is the man here that make all the theme songs for all the grudge racers. So, Gigantia, much as is y'all kicking, y'all gotta have a goddamn a theme song. So when y'all call,
okay, we talked about him. We gonna get him to do our theme song. Tell him, my number is 910-234-1499. Call me, and I got one just for you, okay?
Say it again.
910-234-1499.
Okay.
Hey, Larry, don't you and Real Cheapo have something going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
Don't you pull me get the back tie from Lethal Weapon? He said,
get
when you want that back tie, he ready to get your ass.
Lethal Weapon going to give me the back tie?
Let me see. Ask Larry how long we got to wait on him. He tells me we got to give him the back tie, us on 28. That was, you
who?
Know, Real Tree, don't you, with that Monte Carlo or the Camaro or whatever?
Who?
The Lethal Weapon Monte Carlo, man. God damn.
Okay, I know the Lethal Weapon. He want me to get him the back time?
No, he going to get it to you, motherfucker.
Oh, hell, don't wait. Yeah. Do that shit. Yeah, hell yeah. Motherfucker, shit, well, my shit just got hard on that one. What you talking about?
He'll be at the House of Hook on the night.
What?
He'll be at Jackson on the 9th at the House of Hook. I told you, boy, you're going to have a whole lot of motherfuckers on the 9th.
I'll be in Charleston Saturday.
I said he'll be in Macon Saturday.
No, I won't.
Oh, no, he said he's going to run your ass head up. He on 28, motherfucker. You on 31.
He going to run your head up.
Yeah, he got 28, man.
He just said he's going to be the back Johnson. What are you talking about?
Well, I thought he was going to give you the back tie, but he said to hell with that, he's going to run your ass head up. Shit, what the hell I'm taking these goddamn messages? Let me let the motherfuckers, y'all talk. Let me see if I get him on the goddamn phone and let y'all talk for your damn self. I got enough shit over here to be doing anyway. Got me going through all this shit. Realtree, he must have couldn't get on the show. Show it for him. Let me see if I get it. Let you talk to him, Gargantua.
Realtree, Realtree's scared of me.
He's scared of you?
Hell yeah, he's scared of me. That mother better not say nothing about racing. He better watch me race.
Hey, see, you seem like everybody want to race you. You don't know who the hell you be talking to. Let me see if I get him on the phone. Answer the phone, Johnny Realtree. If you scared of Guy Gatcher, goddamn Guy Gatcher.
He ain't gonna pick up the phone because he know I'm on the show. What are you gonna pick it up for?
Oh, okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, okay. Hey, Realtree. Gargantua on the phone.
Oh, what's going on? Yeah, every time I talk to him, he always says we owe him something. We got 28. He's got 31. But we do something with him head up. We'll stay on 28.
Well, you know what I got. I'll run you head up. That's what you're going to get. It's going to be a race. Whatever I see you, I'm going in your ass.
Okay. All right. That's all we need to know.
You step on this show and try to talk bad. I'm let people know if I see your ass, I don't give a fuck. It'll be straight out of the truck. I don't give a damn. I'm going to run over your motherfucking ass. Don't open your mouth at me talking about running no more because I'm going to do it, okay?
Okay. All you outrun the other day was a bunch of fucking junk.
Well, the other day you wasn't doing nothing. All you were doing is sitting up there watching me race. You don't have to say nothing to me.
What you yeah, when I come to you, what'd you say to me? What'd you say to me?
That was a year ago.
No, that was at your car the other night. What'd you say to me?
You said you wanted the back tie. That's what you asked
me
for.
No, you come to me with your old tall ass and said, well, I give you the back tie.
No, hell no. I ain't tell you no shit like that. Okay, dude, head the fuck up Saturday. Head up Saturday then.
I ain't going to be here, clown. I'm going to be in Macon.
Okay, well, where are you going to be at? You going to be at House of Hook next Saturday?
I'll be at Mike's race the following week.
You going to be at Mike's race?
Mike's race the following week.
I'm going to run up your ass then, okay? I'm going to run straight over your motherfucking ass then.
Okay. All right, that's the deal.
That's right. Don't close your mouth now.
All right.
Don't do what?
So both of y'all will be at the House of Hook on the 9th of March. So, goddammit, y'all can talk person to person. We'll find out which one of y'all got nuts or not.
You already know who got nuts. I got nuts. I can't even zip my pants up now.
All right. That's good, dog. At least he said it on the radio. All right.
Okay. Later if on. Anybody else got anything to say to Larry, let me know. Otherwise, I'm finna go ahead to my next little segment. I'm finna get out of here. I ain't got much more to say. Anybody got anything else to say to the Gargantua team? If it's just congratulations or kiss your ass or whatever, I'll press the one button now if you want to just say hello to the Gargantua team. You know what? The people must have don't like you out there. I love you, though, Larry. I don't care if you come out there and kick my ass. At least you raising, boy.
Well, anytime we go somewhere, we go to make action happen because that's what we do. We're not going to sit there and watch other motherfuckers race. We're going to be doing that shit.
You know
two things we're going to do. We're going to have that pot with us, and we're going to be fucking racing.
You goddamn, I got to admit, every race I done came to see you at, I got to admit that. I got to admit, every race that I ever see you at, you done raced not one time, maybe two or three damn times.
Every race. And then have that big old chicken, that big old pot of chicken in Arizona.
And this damn show be right. We don't be cooking it, goddammit. Goddammit, I was even mad at first with my fingers. I forgot to get me a fork. I was even mad with my fingers. I didn't give a damn. All right, hey, Mike Hill. Is Mike Hill still out there? Mike, you still out there?
Yeah, I'm here, though.
Hey, what you want to talk to Gigantus? It's your show, though. He said he finna come in there and raise hell. I think you might have to get him a VIP parking spot.
I got to tell him big props for what he did this weekend. He cost me money, goddamn, to be honest with you. I can't even lie.
Well, Mike, here, let me ask you a question now. You know we're coming so far. Can you make sure we have that same spot we was at when we come down here?
Again, I tell you what, I get with Jeff. I work on having you a spot up down that concrete, goddammit.
Okay, I appreciate that. That's all we need. We love that spot. That's going to be the ass-kicking spot right there. That's
but
all we need.
Goddammit, like you said, you own the house of hoop. Well, I think you deserve a VIP spot. I really think you really do for coming from North Carolina. You deserve a VIP spot. We're going to try to. If we can't get that spot for you, we're going to try to get something good for you, though.
Okay, that'd be good, because, you know, we're gonna get there on time. We ain't going to be dragging like the rest of the motherfuckers do. They be coming late because they scared. We get there early and watch some scared motherfuckers come in the gate.
I ain't lying, y'all. I got to admit, y'all damn sure do that, boy. At first, I thought y'all was a big motherfucking joke, but y'all goddamn sure do what you say you're going to do so far. anybody else got anything for Gigantia? I got another little segment I got to say. And then we're going to be able to get out here a little early tonight. Anybody got anything else for the Gigantia team? Again, man, Larry and crew, man, I appreciate y'all coming down for me and Street King's benefit race, man. I really appreciate it, man. Anything we can try to do for y'all, just let us know, man.
All right, then. We really appreciate it. We've been having fun. And look like that's all y'all do. We're going to have fun with y'all, because we'll be running over y'all every fucking time.
All right. Okay, with that being said, I'm going to go close everybody's mic up till I get this other little segment I got going on. Larry, I'm going to close your mic up. I'm going to close your mic over, Larry, but I ain't going to cut you off. If you want to get back in, just hit the one button. Now I know you want to get back in, okay?
Okay.
All right. That's Big Larry, the driver, the Gigantic doggone Regal. He came down into the house of Hook this week and beat the dog. Oh, that's Street King. I don't want to close Street King, though. Street King, you still there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, I ain't gonna close you off. You and Mike Hill, the only two mics gonna be open. All right, fellas, I got another little segment I want to go into, and I just want to say it though. And I was looking on the dog on Facebook, and I seen an interesting quote. And I know when I say it, this motherfucker gonna say, "How the hell?" But anyway, this is the quote I read on the internet that made a lot of sense to me. It says, "Is your friend the enemy, or is your enemy your friend?" Now, that's a hell of a statement if you really know what I said. It says, is your friend the enemy, or is your enemy your friend? Street King, what you think about that saying there, Street King?
Repeat it, dog.
It says, is your friend the enemy, or is your enemy your friend?
That's a good one. It could be either or, you know. It could be either or. It could be your friend. It could be your enemy hanging with you, you know.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to ask Mike Hill, what you think about that statement there, Mike Hill?
I don't know. That was a pretty good one, dog. And like I said, I was always taught, you know, your enemy can be your best friend because, you know, that's the only person that can't hurt you because you ain't going to let him get underneath your skin, you know, let him get that close to you. So.
Damn. Anybody else out there want to climb in on that? I just want to hear some different opinions. The question is, is your friend the enemy, or is your enemy your friend? Hold on a minute. I got a couple of people that chime in. Let me see what they want to say about that. I want to know. 601-2143. Go ahead on, Mississippi. Got a lot of noise out there. 601-2143. Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't say I hit the button by mistake. Sorry about that.
All right, no problem. Mr. One Button, take your hand down. Let me see what my man. 706-8384. Go ahead.
Keep your guards up at all times. Trust no one.
Tell them who you is. Who
you
is
never
this?
Know who your friends is.
Who is this? I like what you're saying. Who is this, though?
King Lynch.
Oh, again? That's King Lynch. Now, say that again now.
Keep your guards up at all times. Trust no one. You never know who your friends are. Or enemies.
So is your friend your enemy, or is your enemy your friend?
You never know. That's why you put to keep your guards up at all times. Trust no one.
Oh, you ain't got no friends then, and you ain't got no enemies.
That's what I said. You know, I have a socialist. people that I socialize with. I don't consider everyone to be my friends if it ain't within God.
Okay. All right. Anybody else out there want to comment on that statement? Is your friend the enemy, or is your enemy your friend? Oh, hold on a minute. I got another. All right, King Lynch, just mute your phone. I'm going to leave it open. Mute your phone so you don't have no background noise there.
All right.
248-0016. Talk to me.
What's going on, dog? This is Lil Carter.
Hey, Lil Carter, you're getting to be kind of popular out there, goddammit. I see you all on YouTube and everything. What the hell are you trying to do? You trying to blow up in this world or some shit, brother?
Man, I'm trying, man. I'm trying to get where y'all at, man. That's one day.
But think about that statement I just made. And after a while, I'm going to tell you who said that statement. It says, is your friend the enemy, or is your enemy your friend?
The way I interpret that, your friend could be your enemy because your friend is the person that's going to have your trust. And your friend could be the person that can misuse your trust. Where your enemy can actually be your friend because you not going to trust them and let them get too close into your life to betray you. You already know where they
are.
That's where I interpret it. So I think that's a really, really good statement. And that's something to live by, actually.
All right. Well, look, Carla, like I said, I've been seeing a lot of stuff on you, and you've been coming on the shows, and you talk kind of intelligent. Tell everybody who you is and where you're from and what kind of car you're doing and what you're trying to do in your life, brother.
Well, based out of Pontiac, Michigan, got a stock suspension Mustang on 29, big block, actually. The fastest pace car in the country. And I looking to test that against any other guy that's got a pace car, original numbers pace car. But I mean, the Grudge team is a new venture for us, and, man, I just love heads-up racing. I love Grudge racing. So I'm just trying to, you know, get in where I fit in and eventually get some action and heads off, man.
All right. Well, all right, Lil Carter. We appreciate you calling in, man. Thank you. You got anything else you want to say before I mute you out, brother?
Nope, that's all. I'm here listening, man.
All right. Well, like I said, we didn't have too much going on today. We just come on. They knew you were trying to make nothing to do. We just going along and being street key. Just wanted to come on and give everybody thanks for the little benefit race they gave for us out there, man. It turned out pretty good, and the race community came together, man, and we had a damn good time down there this Sunday. All right. That was Lil Carter. All right, anybody else got anything else out there they want to put out right quick? If you don't, I'm going to tell you. Is your friend the enemy, or is your enemy your friend? Now, that quote came from none other than Mike Hill. Now, Mike Hill, since you did that quote and put it out there, what was the reason behind that, Mike?
Damn, dog. Yeah.
Hey, I had to put you on the spot, man. You had a minute doing it. I like it, but I want to know what you were thinking about when you said it, because you put it out publicly now.
Well, you know, I mean, shit. I mean, I think everybody sit down and have thoughts. You know, we have thoughts. You know, you look around and, you know, you see certain things. And I don't know. I mean, we face a lot of things, though. I mean, I got to be honest. I see a lot of things with these days, man, in time. You have guys in this racing game. You know, they don't – you have people that don't like you and don't get to know you. And I just – you know, that's wrong, and it's – a lot of people judge you by what a person might say or say you done or say what type of person you are. You know, I just see it ain't a lot of people not true to one another, you know what I'm saying? And smile and grin in your face, man, and then turn around and talk about you like a dog behind your back. And, you know, I made a decision, dog, not to deal with it this year, you know, and do what I normally do, deal with people that I know been good to me and support me, you know, and, you know, that just me thinking, man, it just be a thought process, you know, and, I mean, you see so much, it's just how you thinking these days, you know, that's about it.
All right, well, hey, with all that being said, Street King, what you think about this, since Mike done elaborated a little bit more on it, he might have over, what you think about what Mike just said?
Yeah, but like I said, you know, they could be hanging with you or being around you, you know what I'm saying, they could be around you at the whole time, they'd be around you just to find out this and that. And they don't mean you no good, you know. I mean, just really the same thing what Mike said, you know.
Yeah.
That's a lot to think about.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Hey, Larry, Gigantic Team, Larry. Did Larry hang
yeah.
up? Hey, Larry, I don't know. Did you hear us just talking about that little quote we just did? Did you hear that, Larry?
Yeah, I heard that one.
Now I'm finna say something, and I want you to answer this for me. Now, the reason I got Larry back on the phone, because ever since I was watching the Gargantua team, I never really used to go there and mess with them. I just used to really go around them. But I noticed, ever since the Gargantua team come out, I noticed they got goddamn 60 motherfuckers with them. But one thing I can say about them, they all seem to stick together, and I done been around them. I don't never hear them talking bad about each other, even when they get their ass whooped and that. They all seem to stick together and don't talk about each other. Larry, you got such a big team. How did your team stick together like that, man?
Because we trust each one of everybody, and everybody try to follow behind, do as we do, love everybody. So
yeah.
That's how our father, we was growing up as a big family. So we stick together, and there's no use to talking behind one another's back. So everybody
like I said, I got to admit, man, I kind of like the way y'all team do, man. Y'all do stick together and stuff, though. But so, Larry, don't go nowhere. We about ready to get out of here, but I'm glad to say that, and I'm glad to see your team is such a good team. Like I said, even when y'all losing, they still stick together, man.
We like to have fun.
Yeah. Hold on. Don't go nowhere, Larry. All right. 770-6167. Is that you, Walter, man?
Yeah, that's me, that dog.
How you doing, bro?
I live right on out there. You know, I got to kind of agree with Mike Hill, because something happened to me tonight on Fortin. Just like Mike Hill just said, which in that town of Mount Vernon, I called the town, which I thought there was a lot of friends there, but today I got a phone call. And you know, when somebody lie on you, you know you have them say something, that's a very hurting feeling. You know, and all you can do is, there's a lot of player haters out there. There's a lot of player haters out there. And they'll do anything to corrupt and mislead another person. So I'll go along. I might hear what he says.
So in other words, you're saying you don't usually try to backstab nobody, but doggone it, you try to be fair to somebody and your friend and everything, and they try to stick it in your behind for behind?
Tonight a person says that I said something, and I haven't even been around that crowd for almost the last 2 months.
I hear you. Well, all right. Anything else you want to say? Walter, ain't you got a show coming up here pretty soon?
Oh, yeah. I got a show coming up also on March the 30th, which is I'm running a Hicks out of Long Island, New York. Beachman running Virginia Slim. The Old Jacks, they are going to run Jim Teachman. There's a last man standing for the local guys in that town. Which is Acorn Field. Also for the other guys that just want to come there, there's a bracket class. It's $1,000 no entry fee based on 16 cars. And there will be food, refreshments, drinks, free as long as it lasts.
Okay. All right. Well, fellas, I thank y'all for coming out. Like I told you, I don't try to make nothing out of nothing. So right now we ain't got nothing going. If anybody got anything they want to sell, anything they want to put out, press the one button and put it out now. If your mic was already open, if it's still open, you can go ahead. Larry, from the Gargantua team, like I said, you got props today. You get the Visa Gold Card today. So is there anything you want to say, Larry, for you and your team, Larry?
All that I want to say, I want everybody to come out Saturday. We're going to be down there in Dawson, and we're going to be taking over Dawson Saturday.
Okay. Anybody else got anything they want to say right quick before I get ready to close this thing out? Like I said today, we didn't have nothing really to talk about. We didn't have nothing to fake about. All we want to do is, like I said, to put out if we got something to put out. But come March the 2nd down at the zoo, doggone the David Flores $16,000 race or whatever. And, man, the fallout from there, going to fall right back to goddamn Jackson the next week on the night. And we're going to have Gargantua in the house. We should have Gold in the house. We should have Little Red Riding Hood in the house. We should have Smokey in the house. Man, it's going to be another god shit. February was a hell of a year, a month. March is just as hot. So anybody got anything to say? Go ahead and say it now. Street King, you want to say anything else before we get ready to close this thing down?
No, just let everybody go out and have a safe trip this weekend and everybody have a good time, and that'll be it.
All right. Mike, you got anything you want to put out right quick, man? We're going to make this quick and sharp, brother.
No, just wish everybody good luck this weekend. Mate, you know, I'm planning on being there myself, you know, and
watch that race. It'll all be a good show. If they, you know, if the guys on that list show up, it'll all be a good show. You know, so I plan on being number seven.
I got you. Hey, William Brown, did you hang up, William Brown?
No, I'm still here, dog.
William Brown, tell me what you got going on. You got a show coming up again. Say it again right quick so we can finish getting ready to get out of here.
May 25th at VMP, Virginia Motorsports Park, Petersburg, Virginia. Like I said, we got a couple of races locked in, but more information to come later on. As we get closer, I'm getting flyers and stuff made up. That's it.
Okay, well, today, nobody had anything they want to say. I was just wondering, anybody was wondering about that big ball factor and the white boys and all the rest of them guys that's going to be down there to make them. Anybody want to make a prediction on who they think going to win this whole thing? Press the one button right quick before we get out of here if you want to say it. Got anything to say? Who you going to pick? White boys, big ball factor, Turbo Tim, Sandman, oh, man, CC, Jody, them out of Alabama. Man, we got a whole list of jokers that might be down there. Anybody want to say something?
All that dude's trying to
say. William Brown.
What? Yo.
Who you think going to win that 28 race down there this week?
I go big ball fight. All
right. Well, on what, Mike? My fault. I don't understand. Anyway, text me again. I got a text in there somewhere. Anyway, hold on a minute. I got a whole bunch of jokers now. If they want to talk about who they think gonna win, truck driver, who's gonna win the truck driver?
I like ball factor.
Why you like ball factor? Boy,
that's 330. They got a hell of a 330.
Okay, so that's what you go about with ball. You go with ball factor.
Yes, sir.
All right, use your phone. Who you got, nephew? Who you got, nephew?
You might win the race, the whole race.
Yeah.
Hell, I'm going with me. I'm getting in it.
Shit, you going to get in it with what?
As long as I give you my $1,000, it doesn't matter what I get in with.
I'm doing it with
Okay, ain't no problem.
Who
I got
you my $1,000 to? You? What?
No, when you come in the gate, we're going to be taking up. If you ain't already secured you need to give it David Floyd to secure your 500. 500 for being secured by the 24. But if we ain't got enough, though, you can get in. Just bring your 1,000 with you. We'll get you in there.
You sure?
I'm positive. All right.
All right.
Appreciate it, nephew. Oh, man, we got to. Hold on a minute. I'm going to come back to you. Oh, William Brown, don't go nowhere. I got something else for you, William Brown. Don't you go nowhere. 910-0624, go ahead.
I think Big Ball Factor gonna win.
Why you think Big Ball Factor? You from North Carolina?
Yeah, from Fayetteville. I'm from South Carolina, I live in Fayetteville.
What I'm saying is that the only reason you're saying Big Ball just because you're from North Carolina?
Nah, that ain't the only reason. From what I've seen so far, I think ain't nobody can beat it.
All right, appreciate it. All roads lead to Texas. I know, goddamn it, he's gonna cuss me out. Let me get my boy. Then go ahead, Tracy. You got the flow. Anything you want to say, go ahead. How about your race and everything, Tracy? Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, dog? Hey, man, I just want to say, man, it's good to hear things went good this weekend for the benefit race. Street King and yourself, man, hope you guys get back up and running. As you know, I got April 6th, Houston Motorsports Park. All roads lead to Texas. Been trying to get you and Street King to travel that road. You act like y'all don't know your way, but we're going to get you down here one way or the other. So, hey, the people down this way like to see the old famous legendary Willie Dog on this end in Texas and stop traveling and stopping in Mississippi when you come west. So, with that said, you know where we go. And remember, it's going to be going down. All roads lead to Texas, April 6th.
All right. Appreciate it. And Tommy Dog, you got a show coming on tonight too, right?
Yeah, I got a show coming on tonight, man. For the ones who want to chime in, get there early because it fills up. And the phone number is 646-200-4419. And tonight's topic would be what are terms of a grudge racer? And for people to explain it in their mind, what does it mean to them? How does that definition sit? And then again, hey, does a good class racer make a good grudge racer? A lot of people got different opinions on that. I kind of like to know because you got some people out there that do class race, and they also cross over to grudge races. Hey, people got different opinions about how people do in their life. I just kind of like to hear what people have to say. We have a lot of audience they want to hear, and just kick it, put it out there, and see what happens.
All But William Brown on the phone, he told me you were scared of him.
No, when I get all pressure, y'all see me.
William Brown, you hear that, William Brown?
Hold on, dog. I've been like my watch eye. Now, fuck the bullshit.
William Brown, you still out there, William Brown?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, don't you go nowhere, because I still got something for you, so don't you go nowhere. I got another question for you, though, but you heard what Tracy said, didn't it? He said he's going to shut up till he get all pressure, and then when he get all pressure, he's going to start slapping the shit out of somebody.
All right. Thank you, Tracy.
All right. 0780870, go ahead.
Hey, dog, I believe Randy Jackson gonna have the advantage. One reason, because ain't he tuning on two cars now?
Who you talking about, Randy Jackson with the Regal or with them little ties on it?
Yeah, and he got Real
Three
and
Big Ball Panther. No, that's Steven Jackson got
them. Well, I mean, Steven Jackson. He gonna tune on both cars. He gonna be able to share information on both of them cars. What you think?
Yeah. So who you pick? So who you say?
I almost say Real Tree.
God damn. Okay. Appreciate it, brother. All right. Okay. Let me get the man in here that don't hold his tongue. Go ahead, Pee Wee.
What's up, Willie Dog?
Hey, what's up, big man?
I'm a bet on the steer with three legs and take butt naked.
Come on, man. Pee-wee, you out here making jokes. You know, goddamn well, butt naked probably. Shit, butt naked might be at the gate talking about a deer blocking his way in, man.
Now, I'm going to take a long shot and bet on Turbo Tim.
Well, I heard David Floyd say the same thing, but I doubt it, man. I doubt that very seriously. I don't see him getting by the white boys and big ball factor, but they might knock each other out. You never know. They might pull each other and knock each other out.
And tell William Brown I said hi.
That had white folks can hear you.
William Brown. Yeah.
Hey, Pee Wee, you want to lock that, your Malibu up with my brother Malibu, right?
Yeah, we could do that Friday on my show.
That'll work.
I done already took off for the whole weekend. I'm all yours.
Oh, shit. Okay. Sound like an orgy to me. But anyway, William Brown. Everybody mute your mic.
Sir.
William Brown.
Yes, sir.
I got a special request about that quote I was saying. Is your friend the enemy or is your enemy your friend? And people want to know what was your, because they say you always got some good input for shit. They say, what you think about that?
I think your friend can be your enemy if you let them get close enough to you to where the things they can do or the things they can say can get up under your skin and really bother you and affect how you react to it. I think your enemies is just your enemies. Now, unless you want to squash everything and be their friend. I mean, some people do that. You grow up and you realize what your real enemy is, you know, what y'all really mad about, why they're your enemy, you realize it ain't really worth it. So you kind of squash that and move on with life.
Okay, I appreciate it. Let me see, my man, Showtime. Showtime, can you talk? Showtime, can you talk? Showtime might be at work. Showtime, come off mute. Can you talk, Showtime?
Yeah, go ahead, dog.
Hey, have you been listening to the show or you been working?
I'm doing both, but go ahead.
Okay, did you hear the question is your friend the enemy or is your enemy your friend? I need you to elaborate on that since you so eloquently can speak so eloquent, my brother.
Well, I don't know if I actually look at it that way, but I know it's always been the old saying that you try to keep your enemies close to you. That's pretty much how I look at it. I mean, your enemies could be your friend because they pretty much try to share information about someone else to get close to you.
Okay. All right. With that being said, I'm gonna give y'all something. I'm finna close up all these mics, and I'm finna give y'all something to ponder on as you go through the night. I'm finna close up all these mics. Everybody's mic is gonna be closed except Mike here. Been nice. He know how to act. Showtime mic is open. and Street King and William Brown mic. Anyway, I'm finna say this here. I'm gonna give this to you. If y'all wanna say anything about it, ain't but four mics. So, he who kneels before God can stand before anyone. He who kneels before God can stand before anyone. If anybody got anything they wanna say before we close this whole segment out today, go ahead and push the one button and have your piece at it. Otherwise, we finna close this whole thing down. And we wanna thank everybody for listening. We wanna thank everybody for coming out to me and Street King's benefit race. And we want to just thank all the people out there that's listening and hope everybody have, well-being. So if anybody ain't got nothing to say, we finna close this whole thing now. If you got anything, hold on a minute. I got somebody. This look like Reverend. Y'all hold on. Don't nobody hang up on Reverend Hicks. I think it's Reverend Hicks. That's you?
Yeah, with a dog. What's going on?
Hold on. I got a man before you because you know we have to let you go last. Hold on a minute just in case you got some good stuff for us. 803-9131. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm gonna get that number for the next show, Carl.
The next show for Atomic Dog is, now that's kind of rude to be calling, but since I'm not a hater, you ready? It's 646-200-4419. That's the Atomic Dog Show out of Texas. 646-200-4419.
I appreciate it.
All right, my brother. Okay, Brother Hicks, go ahead on. What's on your mind, man?
Man, I just caught the show a little late today, dog. But you know, I just say that I came out Sunday and I had a good time. I saw a couple nice, interesting races and stuff. Things didn't go like we wanted to go, but I got to give props out to that Gigana group because I tell you, those are a real group of men that stick together. You know, they somewhat. You know, they remind me of the Fuller Home Boys, you know what I'm saying? Because one thing about us, when we go to race, we stick together and we come to do what we do. And the only thing I can say that Jock and them come from North Carolina, they came down here and did what they supposed to do. And they prayed, they conquered, and they went back home with what they came to get, the money. So all the thing I can say is I give props out to the Jock and them group, and hopefully I'll be able to see them sometime real soon because they're showing up left with some of that petty cash, boy, I tell you.
All right, well, hold on. I got another from out there. 910-6141. Go ahead.
No.
Yeah.
This is 007 for the Jack Antor crew.
Hey, what's up, my brother? How you doing,
what's
man?
What's going on?
Yeah, that was the guy who just said just then that he was saying some good stuff about y'all, man. We appreciate y'all coming down and taking care of business. What you got to say to the world, 007?
No, we enjoy coming down there. Happy to support you on Street King. Hope to see y'all back at the track very soon.
Okay. All right, and that was your wife, fiance, or something that was doing the filming, right?
Yeah. You should know I had to keep you off of.
Well, no, you didn't, man. I just was looking, man. You know I'm old, man. You know how old man is, man. But it's all good, though. But, man, we appreciate you coming out. And like I was just saying, if you was listening to the show, and like everybody been saying, man, y'all talk shit, but that's part of the game. Y'all talk shit, you don't get mad. You act a fool. But one thing about y'all, if y'all on the premises, y'all going to race.
Yeah, it's all in fun. It's all in fun, dog. We don't nobody take us serious. Anything we say is not personal. It's all in racing.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to say, 007? Because we sure appreciate you, man. You and your pops and Larry and all of them and the boys and Geek Monster and all of them. We appreciate it,
no,
man.
We hope some of them bad G-bodies show up in Donaldson this weekend because we still got a couple more. Excuse me, I know the Reverend just got off, but we still got a couple more asses we want to get to.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hold on. Big Ball Factor, tell Big Ball Factor to call in. The show ain't full now. He can call in. If Big Ball Factor want to lock somebody in, I don't know who he want to lock in. Okay,
no,
don't go nowhere yet. Some shit's going to happen. Tell Big Ball Factor to call the show. The show is not full right now. We ain't got but 106 people left on here. So some people done fell off, so if Big Ball want to lock in, we still got a nice crowd here. Hold on, let me see what this is. Y'all, right? Everybody get ready to hang up. Y'all start breaking stuff in. 336-2546. Who is this? 336-2546. Go ahead.
I was still on mic. This is Geek Monster.
Geek Monster, what's up, brother?
What's up? I ain't a part of the Gigantic crew. I'm with Herb and them.
Are you with the ruler?
I keep hearing you saying, yeah. Yeah,
okay, well, I'm just saying I'm glad you was down here, brother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was a good show, man. Everything was good. I had fun, talked shit, got drunk, whatever. It was good.
I hear you. That's the infamous Geek Monster, y'all. Okay. But hold on a minute. Let me see if I get a Big Ball Factor on here. I think he wanna jump on, but let me find out. Y'all might have left too quick. Hey, if you ain't talking, put your phone on mute now. I ain't got but a couple three mics, so put your phone on mute. I'm finna see what I get. Oh, that BET doesn't finally got on there. BET.
Hey,
BET.
Finally got on, guys.
Yeah, I know. Hell of the show for a minute. I
got to
get Big Ball. Hell of the show for me.
All right. Hey, Geek Monster and 007, put a face with the name, man. I'm glad to meet y'all guys, man.
Well, good meeting you too, BET. I think you're enough talking enough shit online, so I'm good to put a face with you.
That's right. You know I'm going to give them hell, man. I ain't no way around it, man. It's my job, you know?
Hey, but BET, if you ain't got it, my old lady got it.
That's right. Yeah, man. I enjoyed y'all guys, man. Like I said, it was y'all day, man, and can't nobody take that from you, man. Y'all come down, y'all, and shit, you know.
Nah, we got lucky. I say it for everybody to hear. We got lucky.
Well, if that's what you want to call it, I'll go ahead and I agree with that.
Yeah, we take it any way we can get it.
Yeah, that's right. Better be lucky than good, huh?
I know that's why we had a good ride back home. It's been very, very quiet when we lost.
That's right. And your boy Eric ain't on tonight.
I ain't even sure if he's on tonight. I got on kind of late.
Yeah. He gave me all kind of hell last night. On J Bond.
He was probably at a
birthday
night.
Hell yeah.
Nah, we had a good time, great time down there.
No, man, what you talking about, man? I was up last night, riding down the road, burning that DVD. I made the DVD last night, riding down the road, man.
Yeah, I need to PM you some information so we can get a couple of copies of that.
Oh, that's right. Well, you know BET got you, baby.
I know that. I get with you.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out which way I want to go. It's where I want to go this weekend, too. I'm undecided right now.
Because they got something down to Macon, right?
Yeah, they're going to have two good shows, man. I don't know if I'm going.
We would love to make them kind of trips, but Boss Man run a little car lot business and shit, so it's kind of hard for him to just jump up and go down there on the weekend like that.
Yeah. Well, like I said, this is what I do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We enjoy when we do get the chance to leave away from home and go
with y'all boys. Oh, yeah. Y'all did your damn thing, man. I got to
give you hey, you right, BET. Hold on a minute. I got somebody else. Might be some troubles here. Let me see who this is. 843-3816. Go ahead.
Hey, dog. It's Realtree.
Hey, Johnny. What's up, man?
Nothing. Big Boss was trying to get a hold of y'all. He wants to lock in with white boys. They never locked in. They were going to lock in on the show. They really never set a... A set amount.
Oh, okay. Oh, right, so you trying to find out who flexing and who ain't flexing then, huh?
That's right. Yeah, let me see if I can get a hold of him.
All right, let me see can I get a hold of the field then. Okay, go ahead, BET. Take the show.
I don't believe Phil just committed, you know what I'm saying? I don't think Phil committed. And I think it's more Spike and Dustin that really wanna go and get shit over with, but I know Phil, I talked to him about the race and shit. He ain't just give me no definite, you know. But Big Boss, they got them. They don't want to bet enough money. They just want to run him for $2,000, but they'll run Realtree for $5,000 and $7,000. So I don't know what's up with that, you know.
Sounds like no confidence.
Well, no confidence or want a lock, you know what I'm saying? One of the two. You know, when you small bet a motherfucker, you know, you ain't guaranteed to really beat him. And if you don't beat him, you ain't lost that much, you know.
That's why I say no confidence.
Yeah. All right. But I think it'd be one hell of a race, you know. They both supposed to be the baddest motherfuckers on 28, so.
Yeah, I think it would be too, BET. I hope to be in the right place when it do go down.
Oh, man, what you talking about, man? You know, that's be one for the record book right there.
That will be.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, but it's going to be cold as a sun bitch this weekend, they say.
Yeah, it's going to be in the 40s.
Man, I don't know we'll be able to raise no damn 40, man.
That's what I don't like about it being that cold right there. It's supposed to only be my weather showing is only be like a high of 48.
Yeah, you know, and damn, if the sun go down, shit, that's in the daytime. If the sun go down, shit, that's gonna be 32.
Okay, it's calling for 53 in Macon. It's calling for 53 in Macon. That's why if you're gonna run that son of a bitch, I think you ought to goddamn start that bitch at 1 o'clock.
Exactly, dog. So what the low is, though?
The low gonna be 32.
That's what I'm talking about. See, that goddamn sun go down at 6 o'clock. Our ass be freezing out there.
Well, like I said, the best thing to do. We know it's February. February and March. We know what it is. Beginning of March and end of February. So what you do is just go there. I hate to say it, and start the goddamn race at goddamn 1 o'clock. And get it. You can get it in. Cause see, they ain't gonna get cold just like you said when the sun go down. But you still can run about 6 or 7 o'clock.
Now you know the fellowship shit. We be hanging around that motherfucker. Motherfucker be hanging around.
If they let me run it, when I call them around there, if they ain't around there, I think Joker trying to get $16,000, he's going to be paying attention, goddamn it. He ain't going to be fucking around. We're going to run them motherfuckers, and you can run them, goddamn it, every 35 to 40 minutes now, because it ain't going to take that long to cool off.
Yeah.
16, at 1 o'clock, they can get it over.
That's only five rounds? 4 rounds?
No, it ain't even that many rounds. Yeah. If they got 16, that's all. They got 16, then you got 8, then you got 4, then you got 2. You know, it's 3 or 4 rounds. Don't worry, it'll go fast if you want it to go fast. Hold on a minute. I got a joke here. Might be some trouble there. Let me see. 910-4250. Who is this?
Big Ball.
That sound like Big Ball. Is that Big Ball?
That's me, buddy. What's going on?
Oh, shit.
Big
What's
ball.
Up there? I tried to get over to the field, and the white boys, they didn't answer the phone, man. Everybody's under the assumption that y'all was already locked in.
We're supposed to lock in tonight on show.
Oh.
On this show?
Yeah.
That's where I was standing. Everybody already thought they was locked in, but they didn't. They weren't locked in. Y'all go ahead. BET, y'all go ahead and talk. I'm going to see if I get the white boys.
Well, did they know they supposed to have been on the show then, Buzzball? Show must fill up too fast for them. Did they know they were supposed to be on the show?
Yeah, I mean it ain't no big deal. I mean their word is good, you know.
Yeah.
We was just going, you know, make sure that we get all the little rules and regulations and whatnot sorted out.
Yeah. Okay. Now, well, that's what's up there. Like I told you the weekend, man, it's one to see, man. It, you know, that's the only reason I try to send it, you know what I'm saying, on the strength of that just that race in itself. You know,
right.
That's one for the record book right there.
Yeah, I just hate the weather. It don't look like the weather's going to cooperate. That's the only downfall.
That's the only downfall, man. You think we can get them zombies locked in by 12, 1 o'clock, man? Get that shit over with.
Man, you got to figure, what's the call for a low to be in the damn 20s?
Yeah, 32 to sir.
32 is the low?
Yeah.
You got to figure it's going to be 10, 11 o'clock before they even start, you know, where they can even work on the track. So that's getting started at 12 o'clock. I just don't see that.
Well, sure.
They start at 12 o'clock, they can get that over with no problem. Trust me. If they start at 12 o'clock. If they start at 12 or 1 o'clock, if y'all goddamn it, come on around and make your little shakedown, what you got to do, and go ahead and run the race, you can get it in before night.
Well, I can guarantee you one thing. You are not going to be waiting on me. Matter of fact, I'm not good right now. Just go ahead and just sit up.
Hey! That's what I'm talking about.
That's confidence.
Hold on a minute. We got people calling in now. We might be... 531-843, go ahead.
Gotta cut him off. You know what the hell wrong with him now,
though? Don't worry about it. Let him play with himself. 708-0992, go ahead.
Let's see if they real gangsters down south. Let's just pull to the track and go off the trailer.
That's like Biz up there from Chi-Town.
Yeah, let's see if they real gangsters down there. Let's just say No testing, dog. Just go straight off the trailer.
Hey, Bill, if it was my money, if it was my money, I'd say the same thing, because I said, damn, we'll see who the baddest motherfucker out there.
Yeah.
That means bad all the way around right there now.
Yeah, nah. If my car make it, dog, we let's see if we can do that. You just go straight off the trailer. No testing, no nothing.
So what you saying, Ben? You want to lock some in with Big Ball Factory?
No, listen to him. Not to start no shit. He always did say he don't know for sure whether his car going to be there. He said if his car is there.
Man, that man knows his car. It was already in South Carolina. Hell, he know.
Hey, you got to know how to do that. I'm trying to tell you, listen and learn. The man car is down there. He tell everybody that, but he don't know whether his car going to be ready to race or not. That's what he's saying. His car is down here, but it's in the shop. We never know. And that's the way, see, if people did like he did, to be honest with you, if people did like that and stop all this fake shit, then we won't have to have all these arguments and shit, see.
I understand that, dog. I'm exposing fake motherfuckers this year.
I ain't saying he's fake.
I said what I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm not allowing him. I'm not putting up with him this year. And I don't want the Grey World to have to go through that.
Well, Ben just said what he'll do. Now, to be honest with you, if you want to keep it even, people don't have to run off the trailer. Ben just said if you're a real motherfucking gangster, though, and you're a real motherfucker, come off the trailer then and let the best man win. Is that what you're saying, Ben?
Yeah, Ben talking like
that's exactly what I'm saying.
Big Ball, you don't run like that. Do you run like that, Big Ball?
I'll run anybody any way wants to run.
Oh, shit.
Off the trailer. We're going to run where ain't neither one of us ever been. I ain't going to your home track and run you off the trailer. Hell, you might just post it up there 30 minutes and come back around the gate or something.
No, this Ben's from Chicago. This ain't his home track, though. Trust me, this is not his home track. He's from Chicago.
So, Ben, what are you trying to say, Ben? You trying to do a sneak call out of us?
No, I'm telling you how we run our hat races up here, BET. BET, you do not have any jumper cables to put on me to charge me up. All I'm saying is we run hat races, and we it's cold up here. So to alleviate it getting too cold, they do a lot of hat races off the trailer. So the sun will be out there. Because if you let a grudge racer test, he's going to test five times before he say he's ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Biz, you know me. I'm gonna try your ass. I'm gonna get you to try to engage with you. You know that, don't you?
Yeah. I know.
That's what I get paid to do, Biz.
Who pay you to do that?
The girls wanna pay me, man. Who pay? Huh? When they buy them DVDs, I got action on them DVDs. I'm doing my job. That's how I get paid.
Okay.
That's what I do. You ain't know that, Biz. You did not know that.
I don't know too much about
that. What they trained you like that? What? They gave you false information about BET?
I don't know too much of what's going on down there. I'm 800 miles away.
Well, don't be listening to that bullshit. You won't know, so I'm asking, man. I'll let you know. I'll go over that hearsay shit. Come on, what they think they know. Hey, I got something for your eyes, Biz.
Yeah?
Yeah, I ain't made it to the house yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to stop off here in Tuscaloosa, man. I had some of my fans requesting some
Okay.
Play.
Well, who you say gonna win the 16 count shootout?
Big Ball Fuck.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you getting in the bin?
If my car ready.
Oh, okay. Did you do a temporary deposit just in case? You put a stiff on your deposit?
That's suicide.
No, I'm just saying you could put a stiff on it saying if your car come, you hit it. If you don't, get your money back.
As soon as I come there, my car is there, I demand getting $1,000.
Hey, I got another question for y'all. Big Ball Factor, you out there?
Yeah, man.
I ain't gonna call this man no dummy, but anybody on the phone that can hear my voice, he come on the phone talking about some, oh, it ain't gonna be Big Ball Factor, because Stevie might get nervous in red light. Can anybody on the phone tell me when the last fucking time they seen Stevie Jackson red light? Anybody?
I ain't seen it happen.
I know this motherfucker. That's one motherfucker. Now, that's a white guy. That's one white motherfucker. He's going to goddamn in Africa, and you can't rally his motherfucking ass. That bitch there going to do his job. Anybody out there that thinks Steven Jackson getting nervous and can't take no pressure, please speak up now. Hit the one button. I want to hear it because I want to know.
Well, Rich, I know me. You can't take no pressure, though.
I've been knowing the motherfucker forever, and I ain't never seen him get nervous under pressure. Fact of the matter, the more you fuck with him, the better he drive.
Hey, dog, you know what's the difference between Stevie and a lot of other people that drive cars, like Stevie, Mike Hill, and yourself? This is what you do for a living. It's harder to rattle somebody that do this for a living.
You got a point there now.
This is how you freaking eat. How the hell you going? This is you going to rattle somebody, and this is how they do something to eat?
You got a point there.
Come on, man.
Motherfucker, when I seen that shit out there and I just fell out, Steven, shit, I can't remember the last time I seen that bitch red light.
I ain't never seen it.
When the last time you see somebody jumping?
Got a point there. I'm finna see if I can get him on the phone right quick. I like the old boy. The old boy, let me see if I can get him, y'all. BG, you know what to do.
Yeah. But now, Big Ball Factor, how you feeling, though?
I'm ready.
That's what I'm talking about.
Real Tree.
I'm always good.
Johnny Real Tree.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
I feel good. I talked to Stevie yesterday. Stevie said two hits and we'll go down the track. So I got faith in him.
Okay.
Well, you know, it took a while out at Jackson for the old track to come around, but you know, I feel like should you get that tune up where you needed it and shit, that's gone. I ought to go on that now. She left pretty good,
just,
but I bought out pretty straight.
Yeah, the car it's gonna be all right. We just got, like I said, he gets there and I feel good. I feel good about my chances.
Yeah.
But me or Robbie want to take it.
All right, but I'm rooting for you because you're an underdog and they've been blowing your asshole plumb out the socket. You know,
I know it. That's why I got Robbie backing me up now. At least he can go back and get my money.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Hell, you need some help. Shit.
I asked him the other day, why in the hell didn't he go back and get my $5,000 that we were in Bradenton?
Well, like I said, he's been trying that. He won't bet that damn $5,000. He's been trying to get it. He's been trying to get the ass. Come on in, boy. They ain't trying to go, man. They ain't trying to go with that five. He want about seven, eight.
That fear makes that damn right hand stay up in the air instead of in his pocket.
Yeah. Oh, I'm talking about. You know, like I said, man, I just hate the fact that the weather gonna be as much as it is, man. If we could deal like we had a day like Sunday was next week, shit, boy, to be on.
That'd be the deal right there. Like I said, it just I ain't worried about Robbie now. I mean, shit, they stay on kill. They can run in a ditch.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, PT, is still on the phone?
Yeah.
Hey, what's this I hear about you having a race up there? Middle of the summer.
Yeah,
like
July.
$100,000 race or something. What's all that about?
Okay, all right. Let me. I have an annual north, a south invading the north. But you talking about my home track?
Right.
That's 41. Can you hear me? Can you hear me clearly? Because I'm on a speaker.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. With $100,000 race. That's my home track is putting on that race. That's not me putting on that race. At first they were gonna do $100,000 to the winner take all $100,000. But some of the local guys complained because it's gonna bring the fast boys from down south out to come get that $100,000. So they gonna pay back probably the 16 spots. Which will in turn be like $50,000 to the winner, $20,000 to runner up, $7,500 apiece to third and fourth, and so on, where it equal $100,000.
Yes.
Hey, hold on just for a minute, not to break y'all off, but 444-8906, what's on your mind? 444-8906, what's on your mind? Go ahead, Biz.
Okay, let me get off the speaker so you can hear me, bro. Back to the first 16, like the Sweet 16, 50,000, 20,000, 75, 75, and so on and so forth. The rules are pretty simple. Any wrist suspension, you can be ladder bar, full link, stock suspension, whatever, but you got to have a front style front suspension, a stock style front suspension, 28 or 29, no W's. Any power additive, any size motor, eighth mile head up pro tree. So $500. That's August 9th, 10th, and 11th. It all depends. It's going to be about 100. They're trying to get like 126 cars, which is about six rounds, which is not a lot. It can be ran in a day.
You said 126 cars in six rounds.
Yeah, it's about six rounds.
God damn, boy.
Yeah, it's like six rounds, six or seven rounds, yeah. That can be ran in a day.
I mean, it's a three-day event, though.
The ninth is for testing, because, you know, y'all, the boys from down south coming up here, you gotta tune your car into that track. So the ninth is, the ninth, I believe, is a Friday. The 10th is a Saturday, and they're only using Sunday in case it rains for Saturday.
And also, this race this weekend, now, I want y'all to listen up. As long as cars going down the track, as long as cars be going down the track will be okay if they prep it right. Because, see, Bad Austin this week was cold as a motherfucker down there, and they still ran that race.
Yeah.
Make it ain't Bad Austin, though.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
50 degrees is good racing weather. Y'all may not be used to racing in it, but 50 degrees is actually great racing weather.
Well, to be honest with you, Biz, we got that. Me, I'm like you. We was over there. It was 38 the goddamn degrees, and the dew was falling. And but the people going out of track, and we still racing that shit, man.
Right. That's what you pay them tuners the big bucks for.
Oh, Gustin ain't around?
The 126 cars is seven rounds. Which ain't
bad. Dog, you couldn't get the white boy?
It went out?
You couldn't get the white boy?
I've been trying to get him.
Get Dustin on the phone. He does all the talking.
Text me his number. Oh. I don't have his number.
I ain't got it. Sandman, you got Sandman's number?
I ain't got Sandman's number either.
Ain't got it. Let me text Sandman and see if he's got his number.
Yeah, y'all get him on there because we want to get him on there. Because goddamn Big Ball got some big nuts, boy. Hanging out that damn thing. Talking about the water deep, too. Y'all didn't get that, did you? Y'all didn't get that shit when he was hanging out the bridge. Talking about water deep, too.
All right, damn.
Yeah.
Can we get a rundown of who's going to be there?
We've been trying that for 2 weeks, Ball Factor. And all the names keep coming up. It's Turbo Tim, you, Real Tree, and the White Boy. Shit. Might be a damn four-car shootout, man. I don't know. We know Bud Nigga ain't showing up. We know that ain't
see, the thing about it. To be honest with you, I ain't trying to sell the show, but I am trying to sell it. It don't make no goddamn difference, to be honest with you, if there ain't but four motherfuckers there. Because if there's the motherfuckers I want to see, long as the White Boy there, Big Ball Factor, Real Tree, and one more motherfucker I ain't gonna call no name, I don't give a damn no nobody else shows.
Hey, BT, now see how negative you are, man? Now, David Floyd trying to put on a hell of a race.
You gotta live and learn. That's what he's saying. Basically what he's saying is you don't supposed to keep asking that about nobody's show because evidently it's showing as negative if you keep asking who coming and don't nobody say who coming. We all know who's supposed to come, but we can't never know who's going to really come.
And all I said was the name that I keep hearing. It's the name that I keep hearing now.
All I y'all, hold on a minute. I got to talk about this in a few minutes because that's a good learning thing. But I got some more guys from down this area. Might be David Floyd. Hold on a minute. I got some boys. Hold on a minute. 478-0919. Who is this?
What's going on with the dog?
Who is this? Dirty Red.
Dirty Red. Yes, sir.
Oh. Faggot motherfucker. Hold on a minute. Don't go nowhere, Dirty Red. Hold on. 478-3223. Who is this? 478-3223, who is this? All right, say it on. Dirty Red, what you got to say before Beers and goddamn it, BET slap each other? Go ahead.
I'll make sure BET going to be down there.
Well, hey, is this goddamn Honda? That quit between now and goddamn then, you motherfucker.
Been muted,
right,
Mike. Your mic ain't never been muted.
I spoke up about three times.
Mike, what I'm trying to say is when you're on these phones, when we talking, you have to holler to get the attention first for everybody to be quiet. You just can't come over with that little fast voice you got talking about, hey, dog, hey, dog.
Hey, what I want to say, David, I know I talked to David Floyd last week, and he was having a situation. His mom was in the hospital, and he was dealing with that, so. That might be why y'all ain't being able to ask him some of the questions, you know, that probably some people want to know. You know what I mean? I'm sure he would update a lot more of what's going on if he was available, you know. But I try to reach out to him, too, just to see, you know, try to help get some of the answers for him.
All right. Now, Ben, back to you, Ben. Tell me how am I being negative.
Please explain,
bro.
Okay,
all right,
hold on a minute.
Now,
if you ask him, BET, let him go ahead and tell you now if he
wants to
say
nothing.
I
ain't
going to say nothing. Go ahead.
I'll tell you how you being negative. You got a man that's promoting a race. You on a very popular radio show telling the fans that you don't think that only four people going to show up. What's in their mind? Man, I ain't going to even go to that race. BET, right. I ain't even four damn racers going to show up. They false advertising. Only one gonna show up is Big Ball and White Boy. Hell, I can stand North Carolina and see Big Ball. You know that type of stuff, man. These people, man, putting on a show. You know he told you 10 people done gave him money. So at least 10 people should show up. Now an extra one gonna show up because Butt Naked said he was gonna pay his money last night. So that's 11. They are at least locked. 10 people locked in. So to say that you only think four people are going to show and people take your word as being authority that you in the know, that's some old hating stuff, man. Stop that nonsense, man.
Well, let me now can I talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, all that you said, ain't no way I said all that shit there, B. Ain't no way I just said all that. Ain't no way I just said all that. Now you putting words in the fan and the fans here, man.
You
I
said
ain't
only four people go to
show up. I don't repeat to you what I said. Now give me a chance. See what I said. I said what I've been hearing. The names that I've been hearing, they asked me to give a rundown. That's the only names that I've been hearing. Now if you heard more than that, that's what you heard. I said what I've been hearing.
Okay. Hold on a minute. Okay. What B is saying is right, and in essence, what B he's saying is halfway right. But the reason I'm on my show, what you've been hearing is that cost. That's who money I got. That's why I can talk loud about the names that I was calling because I got their money.
But dog, BET was on the show last night. BET was on the show last night where David Floyd named 10 people lockups he got. He has in his hand.
I understand.
So, yeah, but it's all good though. It's all good. BT, you doing what you do?
But you accusing me of shit I ain't said. Now you said a whole lot of shit I ain't said, bitch. Now don't put that on me.
I didn't say you said it. I said people would feel that way back.
Well, you said I insinuated that. That's what you said. I insinuated that.
Yes, I didn't say you said it.
Okay, I'll let you go with that. But I know that ain't true. Shit.
Okay. BT, I think what he's trying to say is choose your words carefully.
Now, it's going to be one hell of a race, man. We going to Macon, goddammit. We going to represent for the baddest motherfucker on 28. BET Live, we'll be in the house getting the sights and sounds of this. wild banger, goddamn burner of a show. Please come out, everybody. Goddammit, BET going to get you live in HD. That's right. That better be it.
No, I'm like, hey, dog, I'm like, Timo, I got my freaking, if my car show up, it's copyrighted. You better not film my car.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
Y'all hold that one more time. Y'all hold that. We can talk about that some more, and that's a good topic to talk
about. I'm done, man.
I'm just talking.
I'm just playing, dog.
I got old big mouth ass Dustin from the doggone white boys on the phone. So Dustin and the Big Ball Factor crew, if y'all want to talk, y'all got the flow.
Yo.
Dustin.
Yeah.
Big Ball Factor.
Yo.
Y'all go ahead on. Y'all, there y'all is. White boys and the Big Ball Factor.
Are you the lock in especiato or what?
Yeah, I can be that guy.
All right. Let's get on. What's the steps? What time we got to run? What are we doing?
As long as it's before the race, I don't care what the time is. But it's just got we got to do it before the actual little 16 car shootout.
All right.
Five on two or better on Saturday, 28 10-5s, no bars, 28 10-5 S's, no bars and shit. Nitrous, you know, how both cars sit.
Your car or my car?
That's it.
Hold on. Are y'all locking that in now?
Yes, dog, you got my money.
Yeah, it's locked.
That's what y'all locking in 500 on 2,000 or better, right?
Right.
On 2,000 or better, as long as y'all do it before the race. It's got to be before the race, right?
Right.
Flip a lane and all that stuff, all the good stuff.
Flip a lane, pro tree, red light loses, you know.
Yeah.
Track rules, you know.
Right, I got you. Okay, is that okay with you, Big Ball Factor?
Now, do you want to lock in a rematch?
For the same day or for Mike's race?
Well, not for Mike's race, because Stevie will be.
I'd rather lock in at another track after. You know what I mean? I don't mind it again, but I'd rather lock in. You know what I mean? For us both to be at a good track and put power down to the ground.
I'll tell you what I got on my mind, and you tell me if you do it.
All right.
Because I'm going to your house, so I'm subject. I mean, nothing's a gimme. I mean, I like my chances. What if the race starts early? We can run before the race starts.
Don't get. In other words, y'all might have to race on y'all shakedown if it starts early enough or whatever.
For some reason, if y'all run before the race,
is that what you said?
If we don't have time, I got no problem doing it with the shakedown. I got no problem doing it anytime.
Right. I mean, we can work that out. I think both camps cool enough. We can work that out.
Let's get understanding now. This race is locked up before the race. If they let y'all run before the race, which they can't stop y'all from running before the race. Whoever cannot race or don't want to race for the race, lose the park out. Is that what we're going to do this?
Right. Now this is what I was trying to say, dog. I didn't mean to lie. If for some reason can't need a car or feel comfortable going right at that time, whatever, neither one of us got enough time, then we can do it, you know, later on.
Everybody mute your phone, it ain't talking. I hear background noise. So if you got background noise, mute your phone.
I don't know what Robbie thinks about that, but hold on a minute.
Let me run this down. Y'all be quiet. 500 on 2,000 or better before the race. Whoever don't want to race before the race lose their park out unless and both agree. Is that okay with you, Big Ball Factor?
Fine with me.
Is that okay with you, Justin? Dustin?
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
All right, that's it. Y'all don't need to talk about nothing else since y'all got another race to talk about then.
Oh, we ain't done with the loser.
Oh, do you want a rematch clause? That's what he's saying. You talking about the rematch clause?
Yes.
Well, Dustin, you want to lock anything up for the rematch clause?
Well, go. What's the clause? Talk to me.
30 days.
What are you trying to say? Whoever wins.
30 days. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
No, it might not be 30 days. Y'all might want to do it again today.
I'm saying Big Boss saying within 30 days, by at least 30 days.
Is that what you're saying, Roddy?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm saying that's cool. Yeah, we can lock in 5-1-2 on that.
The loser will have track choice.
Okay. No problem. And to be honest with you, you don't have to wait that goddamn long, because next week you can come on down to the house on Marshall Night and Mike here racing. Y'all can fuck each other up again.
I was about to say that, though.
He said Stevie ain't going to be there, but, I mean, I understand that, so I ain't going to push that. But.
Well, somebody might not want that ad with me. But anyway, y'all hold on. We got an argument coming up a little bit later. Hold on. I'm going to let everybody get off. We got plenty of time, but hold on a minute. Don't nobody go nowhere yet. 219-2285, what's on your mind?
What's happening, dog?
Hey, who is this?
It's Leon, man.
Oh, shit.
I got...
Listen, Leon, this is a show for racing, man. This ain't no goddamn show for just saying hello.
Hey, you better be glad I'm calling your show, man.
What's up,
hey,
Leon?
I got three love on the line, too, now.
But three love ain't going to do nothing, because he can come down there. We lock his motherfucking ass in for this week, too.
We snowed in up here, dog.
Okay, all right. Well, so y'all just look... Okay. Well, Ben's taking care of business down here, so y'all just hang on. Ben's taking care of business down here. You ain't got to worry about that, brother. All right, you got anything you want to say, or you just listening, brother?
No, I'm just listening, dog.
All right, because I always got to preach you right on here. I don't want you to say I didn't preach you right. So I'm going to leave your mic open, so if you need to break in there, just break in. All right, I hate to start this and shit, but it's best to get it off the chest. Is Ben and BET, y'all satisfied with y'all argument? Mayday.
Yeah, no argument here.
Okay. Biz, you okay, Biz? Biz might have dropped off on me. Biz fell off. Okay, Biz fell off. All right, no problem. That's good. I'm glad we got that out of the way. Anybody got anything else they need to get off the chest out there while we out there? If your mic was already open, I think I might have left it open. But if you don't, just push the one. But if anybody got anything they want to talk about.
Well, all I can tell them, dog, is they better be racing. It better be racing 2013.
Okay. All right. With that being said, we want to thank everybody, Big Ball Factor, White Boys, Dustin and all y'all. Real treat, everybody. We'll see y'all. All I can say, we'll see y'all out at the goddamn, at the zoo.
All right, now.
Leon.
What's up, dog?
They said, can you tell Leon to get on Gunny Pig's list of racers from the Midwest? That's coming to Maryland so he can get fucked up. Trigger Riggins said, you get on the list. Goddamn it, Gunny Pig's racist because he's going to fuck you up. That's what Trigger Riggins said.
He going to fuck me up.
That's what he said?
Hey, that's what they all said. They've been saying that all year and they ain't never fucked me up yet.
Got a problem now. You tell the truth there, Leakin.
Hey, the last ones told me they going to fuck me up. They got fucked up.
Yeah, you damn sure did that down in Mississippi, right?
Yeah, it didn't matter if it wasn't no pretty win, but a win is a win, all I see.
All right, well, since I got an X-rated show, Trigger Ricky said, get on the list, bitch.
Hey, tell Ricky, Trigger Ricky, he get on the list, bitch.
Goddamn, Trigger Ricky, if you out there hearing me, won't you push the one button and tell him your goddamn self?
Hey, dog, where was they at when we was down at Mississippi, man?
When I...
Where was all these guys on the race that when we was in Mississippi?
You know,
we can't get away with
it. Some of them make the race. You got to realize, for this much racing going on in February, it is good, though. But, I mean, a lot of guys don't do that much traveling when it's this cold. So, it is what it is. And right now, racing is pretty good and alive right now, to be honest with you. It's pretty good and alive.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on a minute. I got somebody else. I don't need nobody off my show that want to get on. 561-9688. Who is this? 561-9688. Who is this?
The Thriller, the little glass cyber.
Hey, what's up, Thriller? What's up, Thriller? We know who you is. What's up, brother?
Just chilling. That's all. And listen, y'all. That's all.
All right. Yeah, y'all got me on a little late there. We finna get ready to get out of here, Thriller. But, hey, man, we appreciate what you do, man, and the shit you're talking to keep the game alive, man. That's what it's all about. We appreciate it, Thriller. You and me.
Hey, dog. All right, boss. Hey, dog, what time your show come on?
It comes on at 6 o'clock Eastern time, man.
Oh, 6 o'clock Eastern time. Okay. Okay, we got on late then. That's all. That's all good.
No problem, brother. Yeah, we finna get ready to get out of here, man. But we appreciate all y'all coming on. Anybody got anything else you want to say? All right.
It's all good.
Okay.
Ted Big Ken, I'm gonna catch his ass. He got my lockup money. I'm getting my money back.
You come out from Big Ken?
Yeah.
Okay, hey, his representative on the phone, BET, blow that ass out, BET.
Three low, you can get it March 17th. I get you on March 24th in the hallway. Lock in from Montgomery, Alabama.
That's March 23rd.
Lock in from Holly Springs. No, lock in from Montgomery, Alabama on the 24th of next month. I tell you where we want to blow your ass out. I want your ass blowed out, so you step up to the plate and get your ass blowed out when we're ready to blow your ass out. Hey, man. If you want to go ahead and duck, I'll blow your ass out. If you want to go ahead and duck, man, you're ducking his ass. I'll be in the hallway on the 24th. I'll blow your ass out.
Mike, is it
24th
or 23rd you and Mike here? Is it 24th or the 23rd?
24th.
24th, okay.
24th.
Okay, 24, that's Sunday. That's a Sunday. Okay, down in Montgomery. Hey, Three Love, we got a lot of raises in between that, but we might do that.
All right.
Tricky Ricky, PB says shut the hell up and keep on braiding that hair.
Hey, BT.
Yeah.
Hey, when are Whitney and them doing a race at Holly Springs again?
17th. March
17th. 17th
of March? March
17th. Cancel. I like that place.
We'll blow three little assholes out. He come down here. Knock his dick across the street.
For what, BT?
That shit sounds good. Leave me Montgomery on the 24th. Knock your dick out. I want to beat your ass in Cohen. I want to beat your ass down that ladder, but you're punk. You punked out. You tucked your tail between your legs and ran. Hey, man. Talking about you couldn't raise. You couldn't raise. You right out there to raise. I paid you like a gentleman because I had hooking problem. I paid you like a gentleman. But don't
man,
talk that shit.
Race. You still went raised
after
we left.
Don't talk that shit. Don't talk that shit.
Didn't you raise after we left?
Yeah, I ran after you left.
Okay, then. That's what I'm saying. You were scared.
But they had hooking problem. I had hooking problem. You ain't
man, you
I'm
fish,
not hooking.
Fish,
what the hell I running you for? My car not working right. Come on, man. I ain't
man,
gonna man, ask
you
that
ran
damn,
him?
Dog.
You ran him? You still race?
He had a problem like I have. Okay, where y'all want me to set him up then? Set him up at hooking problem. I had hooking problem. Where y'all want me to set him up then? Hold on, talk
why
to you shit then.
Why you lock him up in then?
Cause y'all won't lock in with it. Y'all didn't lock in with it.
They wouldn't lock in, man.
He know he's standing right there. Don't talk that shit, Ken. Cause you gotta wait by the prayer.
That's BET right there. BET, what
up, my man? What up, little midget?
What up, big nut? Small change.
Nah. These little nuts had to pay that money off of y'all. Them look these little nuts today.
Big asshole, we ready to blow out.
You gonna get your chance, I promise you that.
Man, I want you so bad. I want you so goddamn bad, goddamn it. I could take, like Dog said, I could taste your nuts in my mouth. I want to blow your ass out, boy.
Hey, BT, I know you caught every race they do, right? When I run Larry Ryan Hood, know what you going to do? I'm going to be for a fun friend of that mother, you going to take the camera off the race. Put in the bleachers. You're going to start watching the bleachers, going to be so fun for that motherfucker.
Man,
like,
you just don't know what's in store for your ass, boy. I'm telling you.
Hey, man.
Keep beating your ass till we beat up.
I saw a video of the guy that they had a pickup truck. He told her, y'all fuck with a grown man. Y'all look great. One for y'all pussy. I heard his dick fucking y'all. So I'm going to do y'all the same motherfucker when I'm going to drag y'all ass and pat the gas twice. Wop, wop.
and gone by my
rules. If you knew what was all behind that race right there, you saw. You blame it something on the show that the show don't have nothing to do with.
Right, right. That's what I said. I ain't gonna do it.
I want to create a platform where you can get together with the other party to lock a race in. The initial race being locked in, it requires a DP bank.
Real.
That's where y'all misinterpreting the lock in. That don't have nothing to do with y'all race. The show don't.
Hey, look. All I know, if they gonna be at the track and I'm gonna be at the track, I ain't locking in nothing. If we show up at the track and he is, I'm gonna get out. That's all. When you got the money on that gap, we might come back real soon.
What?
You come back on the 17th. You say you gonna live in Right Hood on Gap,
huh? You come back on the 17th.
Leon, you talking about that? I gotta make a phone call, man.
Y'all can talk about that. DT said he gonna have it on his show tomorrow. Y'all can holler at him because it's a long way away. We finna get ready to close this one down because we got some other shows to go listen to. Anybody got anything they wanna say before we cut this one off, my brothers?
Are you trying to run it out or something?
What now?
Your time running out or something?
It ain't a matter of my time running out, bitch. I'm getting tired of hearing y'all saying the same old bullshit about a race that's a goddamn money man's win.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I mean, ain't no shit y'all sitting here talking about no damn race that's a money and a half away. Oh, hold on a minute, though. Hey, you got a lost background. 561-843. Go ahead. Let me close these goddamn mics. Y'all ain't got plenty of time to talk about that because y'all ain't doing it going back and forth. That's why. It ain't a matter of time running out. It's a matter of we ain't doing it for bullshit. Anybody got anything they want to say right quick? Otherwise, we finna close it down. Anybody? BT, you got anything you want to say?
It's your show, dog. It's your show.
I know it is. I know it's my show. You don't have to tell me. I already know that. You want to tell them about your show tomorrow and give them the number?
Yeah, tune in to BT Live tomorrow at 5. Set your time, 347-857-3373.
347-857-3373.
That's 5 o'clock,
set
your time.
We're going to work it off tonight. Mike, shut up, I told you going to work it off. I hear that. Anyway, it ain't a matter of running out of time, B.E. It's just that if we ain't got nothing going on, ain't no use just sitting on that bullshit, and that's what's wrong with these shows now. We sit on here and just talk shit and don't be doing nothing. We can do that on our own.
Can't get on the other show. They poor.
I'll get on the internet and listen to the motherfucker then. All right, anybody got anything? If you ain't, I'm finna close it out. BT, you got the last word.
All right, dog. Go ahead and shut your show down, man. I'm on the road, man. I'm gonna roll on in. I got about an hour and a half before I get to the house. Y'all be easy, man. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. I'll put it in my show.
Who said I see walking in these woods? Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Come get some free love. Come get some free love. Blow your ass out,
fly. Feel good.
Talking some shit, I don't even know who the hell you is.
This is the Icy Boy you was down playing.
The Icy Boys, motherfucker, Icy Boys ain't gonna run no goddamn body.
That's all right. you just bring that shit on with you when you come.
Yeah, right. Just have me some goddamn food, that's what you do.
Well, I ain't feeding your ass, I told you I'm putting you down.
All right, well, anyway, the veterinary, keep on eating your veterinary shit. You might get some lettuce caught in your goddamn throat and choke yourself.
What are you talking about, dog? What do you got?
The fuck if I know. That's why I say I don't even know who the fuck it is. Anyway, let me see. Trigger Riggy, that's you, Trigger Riggy.
252-3432, who is this?
It's a juggernaut.
The juggernaut?
Yeah, the Camaro tried to ring in Fayetteville. What are you going to do?
I ain't going to do nothing, goddamn, because I ain't in Fayetteville.
When you coming back?
When I get there?
Lighten up.
See, why does everybody want to come over here now when I say I'm finna close the show down and be a gorilla? All these motherfuckers, I don't even know what it is. Bitch, if I came down to goddamn Fayetteville, I tried to run every bitch down there. Motherfucker, when I see you, you got the back motherfucking tie.
You scared to death, motherfucker.
I ain't. I must not be scared. When I came down there, every bitch down there bagged up.
You're lying. You remember that bronze Camaro, the gold Camaro? The big guy.
Okay, so what? You a big dumbass motherfucker with a car, so who that scared?
Hurry up, get your shit together. I got to cut your head off, though, brother.
Okay, when you want to lock that up for, sir?
Whenever Fayetteville open back up, whenever you coming down.
Hey, you live there, don't even know what the fuck you talking about. Bitch, we racing every week, motherfucker. You want to come to damn the house of Hook on March tonight?
They ain't going way down there, huh? It's too far.
Get the fuck up there. What the fuck I got to come way up there for then?
You got a guaranteed race?
Well, it's a guaranteed race. You bring your motherfucking ass down here.
Man, whatever, man. Tighten up. Come on down.
Let your ass don't let to sleep, goddammit. Thank you for calling in, motherfucker. Goddamn dumbass. 979-2679. Go ahead. 979-2679. Go ahead. Alright. Hey, 252-3432. You see that?
Yes, sir.
I want you to talk to my little brother. He got something for you. BET, eat that motherfucker asshole out.
What you got? What you got, veterinarian?
A 3,000-pound Camaro with a small block.
3,000-pound Camaro with a small block.
Yes, sir.
No, no, that ain't the veterinarian now. Huh?
Say what now?
I said, that ain't the veterinarian with the Camaro. That's veterinarian. No, the veterinarian's got a Mustang.
Well, see, he must be bush. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to fake, got to get the motherfucker out there so he can hide in the goddamn bush, and then he can peep out there and see who he want to run or not.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
And the so,
the one with the 3,000-pound Camaro.
Yeah.
You gonna be at Mike Hill Racing on tonight?
No, man. No, I ain't going that far.
Hold on. What? He's probably stayed two. He stayed 100 foot down from the track, and that's the furthest he fucking gonna go. Go out into your front yard and motherfucker put a brick on your get in your car, put a brick on your goddamn gas pedal, and just close your eyes.
I'm 4 hours from Fayetteville. I'm 4 hours from Fayetteville. Get it right.
Well, you just say you was from Fayetteville. Where you from?
Yeah, I'm in Carolina, all the way over by VA though, top part of Carolina.
Okay, well, motherfucker, I'll be down there for in the clutch north versus the south race. You bring your motherfucking ass on down there.
All right, that's guaranteed. We locked in.
Ain't no guarantee, motherfucker, until I know you and your money in somebody's hand. I don't know you from motherfucking Adam House, kid.
I'm going to get my money in the cut.
Well, we'll talk about that when they get time, brother.
All right.
Now get your hands off the goddamn phone before I call your lady and tell her you over here looking at promo.
When that race is in Fayetteville?
It's up. Say when?
Yeah. 23rd of next month?
Yeah,
Mark.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right, hold on. I'll finish close the show down. Y'all come back. Mike Hill, I know you hung up. Mike Hill, you there? Yeah, okay. All right, man, we're finna get out of here. BT, get your motherfucking ass on out of here now.
I ain't got nowhere to go, dog. I'm riding.
That's what I know. That's why you want the show to stay on, because that'll keep you woke, motherfucker.
Motherfucker, right. Hey.
That's why I think
that's
got
right.
He ain't got nothing to do. He don't want nobody else to have nothing to do. Let me give y'all some
time. There's a lot of motherfuckers still on here ain't got shit to do, too. They ain't got nowhere to go,
dog. I still got 103 people on this motherfucker.
That's what I'm talking about. They ain't got no goddamn way to go here.
What you doing, brother? What you doing, brother? What you doing, brother? off a big dick. She love to get a pussy lick. Buy another bitch, cause I ain't drunk enough to do that. Shamika, Keisha, Tara.
BET, we freaking licking, baby.
Boy, you freaking licking, so you buy none, goddammit. Okay.
Hey, line, look here. Hey, I just got through with one, and one page of it now. That's why I'm trying to get the hell out of here.
Oh, man.
But I've been eating up some shit, man. Goddamn, I hope that motherfucking shit don't goddamn get caught in my throat, BET.
That right. It sounds like you need a little help, goddamn. It might be two or three more on the way.
No, man, I can't stand all that shit. That's what I'm saying. That's what pisses me off. All these motherfuckers call on the same time on the same motherfucking day. That doesn't piss me the fuck off, man. I don't even want to see them bitches. They always call on my show day, too. I just blow some shit a while ago trying to get ready for my damn show. I couldn't even get my shit up.
Yeah.
But anyway, look at man. You drive safe, man. We holler at you. You ought to be all damn near home now, man.
I got about 45 on, man.
All right. Y'all be good. We love all y'all. Bye. Thank everybody for listening in today.
All right, buddy.
It's your boy Chuck G. That's right. If you want,
hold on a minute. Damn, this is like goddamn it. Hold on, who's this? This ain't none of Ben's come back in. Hold on a minute. 704-8249. Who is this?
What's up? This
who is
showing up, dog?
You showing up from Gargantua Racing?
Yes, sir.
Man, we been talking about y'all all day. You just not getting on there. We damn near finna cut off.
No, we been sitting back listening.
Okay, well, y'all motherfucker, anytime y'all do something, y'all got pride of the day, man, because y'all showed out this weekend, bro.
Well, dog, if you thought you seen something last weekend, please be at Tony Race Saturday.
No, I won't. I'll be down in Macon Saturday, brother. No.
Well, I'll be happy to send you live updates. We doing Rambo and Dillinger.
Well, we'll see now. You fuck with Dillinger, I think you'll get your asshole blowed out.
I tell you what, dog, we're going to do Rambo first, and Dillinger ain't going to come.
Well, you got to point that out. If you do Rambo right, you're right. I was Tony already down there in intensive care now. They're trying to stitch his ass up to get ready for Saturday. But like I said, y'all came down and did y'all thing, though, bro. Y'all did your thing, though. BG,
yes,
you still out there?
We really enjoyed you, dog.
Yeah, I mean, I like to see y'all get to go to, I'm going to say, Dillinger go to y'all ass for Rambo. Y'all already know. Y'all already beat Rambo.
It wasn't our decision.
But what I'm saying is...
That's the way Tony wanted it. That's what we're going to get him. Whatever he want, he can have it.
Damn. Y'all like Burger King. Anyway, you have it your way, huh?
That's right. So you ain't got to cry about it when it's over.
God damn. Y'all ain't got on that goddamn rice and shit left over here.
No, I believe we're going to do spaghetti this week.
Goddamn. Boy, I like spaghetti, but I do that right shit. Goddamn. Well, damn, my man BET done fell off, too. Okay, well, all right, showed up. Like I said, man, y'all keep doing what you're doing, bro. Y'all did good, man. Y'all keep doing what you're doing, brother.
All right, brother, we talk to you.
All right, hold on. Hold up. BET got back. BT fell off and got back. I think he back.
I come through a dead zone. But I just don't believe that Tony raised Rambo first. I don't believe that.
Yeah, that's the race. Rambo first.
I know it's the race, but he didn't agree to that first. He didn't tell y'all he wanted to run y'all with Rambo first.
Yes, that's the race.
Oh, what idea was it? I know it wasn't his idea.
Listen, Tony ain't no fool.
That's what I'm telling you. He ain't no fool to let y'all beat him first. Yeah, run.
So you agree? You know he gonna get killed first.
What I'm saying, y'all beat him down out with Rambo. Won't you run Dillinger first, then Rambo?
Well, we were just going by what he said. It doesn't matter.
I don't believe that. That's what I'm saying. I don't believe he said that off of that race. I don't believe he offered that.
Hey, listen. When you get home, Tony gonna be in your bed. So you asking? Y'all sleep together? Or you asking?
He gonna be there.
All right, buddy.
All right.